KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Redding, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I'm ready for Friday. I'm ready for Saturday.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. And welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live and national. Happy to be here. It's a true blessing to be on this microphone with you guys. We're live and national, by the way. So that means you can call in anytime you like, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And George Santos has been set free. Now, George Santos, as you know, was put in jail on a bunch of charges, fraud, this, that, whatever, right? They forced him out of Congress. This was something that I was saying at the time. I don't know that it was, I think it was a little bit harsh, personally. I figured, you know, let him finish his term and whatnot. But it went the way it went. That's how they did it, and that's fine. But I would have preferred that they wouldn't have gone as hard, because I think we could have used that extra seat in Congress. Anyway, be it as it may, he's out. He's been, the sentence has been commuted. President Trump commuting George Santos's sentence. And I'm curious to see, you know, what the next step in the journey is for George Santos. Somebody I met some years ago, entertaining guy, nice guy. Let's see what's in store. As I get more on that, I'll bring it to you. What else we got? There's a story here that I want to share with you. And it's Jack Smith. Jack Smith has been referred to the Department of Justice for misconduct. So there's a probe into Jack Smith on that. And this, I guess, is no surprise, right? At the time that Jack Smith was doing what he did, the analysis that at least we got on our program was always that he was prosecuting a case he knew he would lose. And we knew that because he had a track record of prosecuting cases that he would lose. And that's it. So the chickens are now home to roost. So Jack Smith, we'll see what happens there. I don't know. It's not an indictment or anything. It's just, you know, an investigation into Jack Smith. But very interesting stuff. let me see. I want to jump back into this story about George Santos. President Trump, earlier today in the evening, just a while ago, he said that he commuted this prison sentence for George Santos and released him. Why? Because he could do that because he's president. Santos, 37 years old, served in the House for less than a year before he was expelled under a cloud of scandal back in 2023. And let me see what he got here. He asked Trump for a direct pardon. I think Trump didn't give him a pardon, but he gave him a commutation. It's kind of like, hey, whatever time served, your sentence is now done. Yeah, right? That's it. President Trump doing what I think a lot of people didn't expect him to do. And Santos, who was a little bit rogue at times, according to this piece in CNBC, and I would say the same thing, right? And he was his own man, for sure. He was mentioned in Trump's Truth Social post. Let me see. He was sentenced to 87 months in federal prison, and after pleading guilty, blah, 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 wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, he began serving his sentence in late July. And let me see if there's anything juicy here. Otherwise, I'm moving on. Moving on. Yeah, that's basically it. That's, I don't want to bury the lead here. The lead is George Santos is out. I will invite him on the program. I'm guessing he's going to have his pick of the litter of who he does his, first free from jail interview with. And it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, what else do we have here? We've got, hold on, bear with me. It's Friday night and we're live. Trump and Zelensky meeting at the White House. Trump says he wants to end the war without sending Tomahawk missiles. And scheduled to meet with Putin in 2 weeks. That's a big deal. So, let me see if we can get into that in a little bit. And there's this other one here. Tomorrow's the big day, right? The No Kings protest. Everybody's ready for these. Apparently there's going to be, let me see. I'm going to say pretty much across the country, you're going to see these No Kings protests. Against Trump, against ICE, against this and against that. And I don't know if they're scheduled to be mostly peaceful, but you know how mostly peaceful works nowadays, right? That means we're going to blow up a few cars, we're going to throw rocks at the cops, we're going to mace the cops in the face, we're going to bring umbrellas and fight with the police, we're going to wave flags and use the flagpoles as spears to hurt people. I mean, that's what Antifa does, and that's usually who runs these things. So Monday's going to be an eventful night. President Trump is also scheduled to be in Israel on Monday. We're going to bring you the scoop on that. We're scheduled to speak with the former special envoy for anti-Semitism on Monday, so make sure you don't miss that. But tonight, we've got a bunch of things lined up for you. I think we have a pretty good show. I want to talk about a little bit about Venezuela. Trump being very, very clear with Venezuela. You do not want to F around with us. I think we have a clip of that audio. Mr. Good, line it up and let me know when it's ready. Go right ahead.
President, there have been reported that Maduro offered everything in his country, all the natural resources. He even recorded a message to you in English recently offering mediation. What should we do to stop that?
He has offered everything. He's offered everything. You're right. You know why? Because he doesn't want to around with the United States. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
That's President Trump today laying it down. Now, let me tell you what I think Trump's doing here, and I think it's pretty clear to me. President Trump has been very effective in identifying which countries are getting foreign investment from China and working to make sure that they decouple from China so that China doesn't have the amount of allies that it once did. And I think he's been pretty effective with that. Venezuela is just the most recent example. And this is a good thing for us, right? A weakened Venezuela that's not involved in the drug trade and is not getting money from China is a Venezuela that we can work with. Yesterday, or the day before, President Trump confirmed, or at least the White House confirmed, that there are CIA covert operations going on in Venezuela. We know that President Trump today said they don't want to F around with us, and he didn't bleep it out. He said, he said the F-bomb, which I thought was pretty honestly, pretty over the top. I was like, oh my gosh, that's pretty serious stuff. He means business. So, all that being said, you've got a lot of movement here, right? The opposition leader to Venezuela giving her Nobel Peace Prize to President Trump. If I didn't know better, I would say that Nicolas Maduro's days are numbered. And not that we're trying to do regime change, and maybe we are. I'm not necessarily opposed to that. I'm not. Some of my friends might be. I'm not. But I do think that that may happen. And if you look at the way Trump moves, he's not really the type to do that per se, but he's more the type to make sure we're safe. Right, so if they keep sending these little drug boats here, he's going to keep blowing them up. And if you keep messing around, he's going to hit you a little harder. And I think we're at the point where it's like, look, I'm going to push back as much as I can.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S. Ethos.com/Mike.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food. But EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Big fan. Your impact is really big. Honored to be here.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And it's Rich Valdez. I'm keeping you company all night long. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to talk about a couple of things here. I mean, obviously, there was a big meeting between President Trump and Javier Milei, and growing improvements with the relationship with Argentina. At the same time that there are souring relationships, if you will, with Venezuela, which is probably a good thing for our country, a good thing for Venezuela, a good thing for Colombia, a good thing for the world. But I want to kind of zoom out a little bit, 30,000 feet, and play a clip of audio. Really from our buddy Charlie Kirk, the late great Charlie Kirk, talking about the importance of conservatism within the Hispanic community. And I want to frame the conversation in that context. Check this out.
Given the fact that I'm pretty sure you're more aware than anybody else that the Latino community really is moving to the right, and that I'm pretty sure we're going to surprise the Democrats this upcoming midterms election, that we're going to completely go to the right. But how do you think that me as a young Latino conservative, I can continue to educate and, you know, get into their mind to show that the Republican or the conservative movement is more beneficial to us Latinos?
Every single day, remind the Latino Hispanic community that it is white, woke liberals that want to teach your children that men can become pregnant. One of the reasons why the Latino Hispanic community is moving to the conservative direction is because they were conservative all along. And now that this insane postmodern deconstructionist policy of there's unlimited amounts of genders, men can become pregnant, we can have abortion up until the time of termination. Now, not only is that not popular, that is a threat to their way of life. I think social conservatism is the key to winning over the Latino and Hispanic community in the future. We should lean in on that. God bless you, man. Thank you.
That, again, the late Charlie Kirk speaking with a student of Hispanic descent at one of his many Turning Point USA events across the country. And I want to bring in the big guns for this, somebody who literally wrote the book on it. His name, Chris Salcedo. He's executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, host of the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV. He's a radio host on KSEV. And he's the author of the book, The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino, The New American Revolution. Chris Salcedo, welcome back.
Richie, my brother, how you doing?
I'm doing great, bro, and it's good to have you here. I appreciate you coming in. I know you do a morning show, so it's not easy for us to get you on here, but I'm glad that you're here now. And you heard what Charlie Kirk had to say, and I want to talk a little bit about, you know, your reaction to that, and then kind of feather in, you know, the latest with what's happening with things in South America. But your thoughts on the Charlie Kirk audio?
He's not wrong. I think the cultural aspect that the first one to lick that as far as the Latino community is going to win, because that opens your door. You start saying, hey, we're grounded in science. We believe that men are men and women are women. And no, men cannot have babies. We're not into this gender bender stuff. You don't hit us upside the head with this Latinx BS. You don't bastardize the Spanish language with all of this kind of stuff. That's going to open the door. And then the other stuff that makes the world go around, that makes Latinos' world go around, frankly, everybody's world go around, that's when people start saying, okay, I'll hear what else you have to say about economics, about freedom, about liberty, about the ability to work hard and get an honest return for your money and be able to retain that money and not have to turn it over to a leftist, all-powerful government. That's when you got the full package. When you understand that, you know what, you just can't pop in and say, hey, I believe in God and you're going to win over Latinos. That's not going to happen. Right. What Charlie Kirk was talking about was leaning in, opening the door, and then That's what allows them to drop their guard, to listen to what you have to say, and hopefully the Republican that is speaking is talking conservatism, because that's the winning message. If it's a Republican like Mitch McConnell, or a Republican like Lisa Murkowski, or a Republican like John Cornyn of Texas, they wouldn't know conservatism if it was a snake and bit them in the butt. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, you can't just come with half of it. You can't just check one box, or you can't even just proclaim to check a box or two or three, and then say, oh, I'm in and I've got your vote. You're going to have to come up with something real. And because right. The Latino community, I mean, Richie, you've got family, I've got family. Most of us have worked with our hands in the past, have done manual labor, have done manual jobs. We know what it's like to work hard. And you're not going to reach somebody with pie-in-the-sky government promises. You're going to have to tell them what it means to them in the real world. And frankly, the left-wingers don't have the tools, and the Republicans are losing the ability really fast to relate on a real level.
Amigos, we're on with Chris Salcedo from Newsmax TV. And Chris Salcedo, I think you're right. I think that the left is losing their grip on everything, though, not just Hispanics. I think they're losing their grip on a lot of things, and they're doubling down. The only people that have any grip left, in my opinion, are Bernie Sanders, Orhan Mamdani, AOC, because they're really just going all in on Marxism, all in on anti-imperialism. We hate capitalism, tax the rich. It's a real Marxist message. Why do you think that's flourishing amongst, in particular, white liberals?
Two words, GovEd. That's it. The so-called public education system, which hasn't been public for a long time. Government education, the worst mistake, and we write about it extensively in the book, about how the government-run education system, the Republicans abandoned our people, abandoned our children, and even in conservative states like mine in Texas, have turned over our children to these left-wing kooks, freaks, and nuts. That's what's happened. And just recently, just this year, because of President Donald Trump and because of Governor Greg Abbott, fake Republicans were forced, under threat of losing their jobs, to actually pass parental school choice and education freedom to start clawing back and empowering parents to have a modicum of control of what their kids are being taught inside of GovEd. The reason why we have three generations now who have been taught, hey, socialism and communism, hey, they can work. They just haven't been done right yet. You know, they can work in America. It's because of GovEd. It's because of these cultural Marxists who have infiltrated K-12. And let's be honest, they've been part of the university system for about the last 40 years.
You know, I don't disagree with you at all. I think this is a huge problem. Not just the GovEd, honestly, even private post-secondary education, university level education, all of this stuff is leaning towards Marxism and kind of excluding any other thought process. So it's not like, hey, we're going to teach you about Karl Marx, but we're also going to teach you about, you know, the fundamental principles of liberty. Here's a book from Mark Levin, right? That's not happening, Chris Salcedo. And sadly,
no.
Our kids or our family, our members, relatives, neighbors, everybody, our contemporaries, they're all getting stuck holding the bag.
Yeah, you know, you get the major in Marxism nowadays, which sucks.
Well, let's pick up on that when we come back. Amigos, we're coming right back with Chris Salcedo, host of the Chris Salcedo Show, and you've seen him, obviously, in this amazing book that he's got, and you make sure you get a copy, two copies, one for yourself, one to give away, The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino, A New American Revolution. We're coming right back with Chris Salcedo. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
.org.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, America, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media, keeping you company all night long. We're live and national. Give me a call, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ, and your calls and thoughts and opinions are coming up right now. I want to continue our conversation with my fellow liberty-loving Latino, Chris Salcedo. He's executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society and the host of the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV and radio. Make sure you don't miss him on KSEV. We're on there, too. And I want to switch gears and give you guys a treat, right? Because I know many of you had to put up with me saying, I happen to like Bad Bunny's music. I happen to like The Godfather. I happen to like a lot of things that people don't like, right? People don't like Robert De Niro. I love Robert De Niro's films. People don't like violence. I love violent films. So there's so many things that I like, and I find my choices in entertainment, clearly don't match my choices for cultural values. But hey, those are my guilty pleasures. What are you going to say? You know, I watch Jersey Shore too. But I'm going to say this. I don't know where Chris Salcedo lies in this spectrum of things, but if he doesn't agree with me, that's okay, and I'm inviting him to school me and set me straight. And I want to talk about this topic that has really died down a little bit, Bad Bunny. And I will say first, very critical. I am very critical of anybody who doesn't want to stand up and honor the flag. It wasn't the national anthem. It was God Bless America. But still, people are standing up with their hand on their heart. You don't want to put your hand on your heart. I was once somewhere where they did the national anthem of another country, and I didn't want to put my hand on my heart for their country. So I put my hands at my sides, but I stood up out of respect. And I think that's what should be done. So shame on you, Bad Bunny, for not doing that. But everything else, I say, hey, this is the NFL's playground. They are radical lefties. They do this all the time. Bad Bunny was at the Super Bowl in 2020 with Shakira and with J-Lo, and he sang in Spanish, and nobody complained about it then. So what gives, right? I want to bring back in Chris Salcedo. Chris Salcedo, I want to know, where do you land on this Bad Bunny stuff, and is it as serious as people are making out to be?
Well, look, I think that it's not the fact that Bad Bunny sings in Spanish. Spanish is a beautiful language. Shakira, if she was the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime, I don't think you'd have any controversy whatsoever.
And she was in 2020.
Yeah, you know what? And or if it was Julio Iglesias, or if it was Enrique Iglesias, if it was one of these individuals, Bad Bunny was chosen. It's almost like P. Diddy is casting an NFL Super Bowl halftime.
It's actually Jay-Z.
Yeah, P. Diddy, Jay-Z, whatever the hell. It's same difference, right? But the reason why Bad Bunny is controversial is because he hates the United States of America, he despises law enforcement, our laws, and he's openly advocating against our laws and law enforcement. And that's the only reason why he's controversial. I mean, frankly, I forgot he was a singer because all of his focus is on his anti-American, anti-law enforcement activism. You know, that's what all these people, I think it was our good friend Laura Ingraham who wrote a book once called Shut Up and Sing. You know, we don't want to hear your politics. We don't want to hear about how much you hate America or how much of a left-wing kook you are. You know, I grew up a fan, and my hero was Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise. Of the Next Generation. You know, I'm a big sci-fi buff, and then I come to find out that Patrick Stewart is a left-wing loon. I was a fan of Whoopi Goldberg. Found out she was a left-wing loon, right? So if they had never come out with their politics, I never would have known, and they'd still be my heroes, right? So the problem I have with Bad Bunny is, it's the music is almost beside the point. He was cast by the NFL to give a middle finger to the country and to appeal to a worldwide audience that hates America. That's what you see all these NFL games going overseas now. They're expanding their market, and they're finding there are a whole bunch of leftist countries that hate the United States. So guess what? The NFL wants to make money off of that. You know what? I could give a crap less about Bad Bunny. It's the National Football League that gets most of my scorn and ire because they built this multi-billion-dollar empire off of backs of patriotism and good old-fashioned Americana, and they're turning their backs on America, and they're flipping us the bird for the almighty dollar. And I haven't been watching the NFL, Richie, since the whole kneeling for the flag thing. I haven't been back, and I'm not going back. Yeah.
You know, and this is exactly the point I've been making, right? I think irrespective of my penchant for reggaeton, it's really that. It's that this is their business. They chose a long time ago, right, when they did this whole Kaepernick thing, when they really took a hard bend toward the left, and they said, hey, this is our lane. We've chosen to go this way. And I was shocked when all these my fellow conservatives were saying, oh my gosh, we're so upset. And I'm thinking, I didn't even know we watched NFL anymore. I thought we gave up with Kaepernick. So it was shocking to me. Now, I was thrilled when Turning Point said, hey, they're doing their own thing. Because to me, that's truly the free market response, right? If you can complain all you want, but when you provide that alternative and you say, hey, look, you know, we're going to bring a bunch of Americana here. We're going to bring a bunch of patriots. They're going to do our thing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Right? If people want to go to the Bad Bunny thing, go for it. People want to go to the Tony Kirk thing, go for it.
Well, you know, Richie, they've got that alternative league, The Rock started, and they don't do any of that kneeling, left-wing BS. They don't do any of that. So I watch some of their football, and I watch a lot of college ball where they don't allow that kind of garbage. And it is garbage. The National League is trash. The National Football League is garbage. They are catering to left-wing, anti-American kooks, freaks, and nuts. And great, that's where you want to go. You can do it without me, without my patronage, and without my support. You've made your bed, now you lie in it. It's a marketplace, man. They've made their decision, and I've made mine. And you know, some people will draw the line at watching football. Some people will draw the line on what movies they go to see or what music they listen to.
Right.
It all depends on what you can stomach, right? It's up to, I'm not going to tell anybody else what to do, but that's just me.
And that's my point, too. I say the same thing. Look, you do what you can handle, right? If you like that, you like that. I happen to like some of that stuff. I think Colbert is funny. Kimmel, not so much. Who's the other one? Fallon? I don't really watch any of those
Bill
shows.
Bill Maher's funny. Bill Maher's also funny.
And
actually, he's actually right on a lot of the issues, too. But, you know, that's the whole thing. When you're in the entertainment business and you want to appeal or insult both sides, you're going to get everybody laughing with you, right? But, you know, Colbert, Kimmel, Fallon, they're all left-wing kooks.
They go off the
right?
deep end.
They're not equal opportunity offenders. Hey, Bill Maher is going after woke. He'll also go after conservatives. He'll also go after liberals. That's funny. That's comedy. That's real comedy. But we were told, Chappelle. Chappelle was completely attacked for...
I love Chappelle.
I love Chappelle, too.
I think he might be the funniest comedian ever.
Maybe. I mean, and you know what? Eddie Murphy couldn't do half of his routines today. I remember the routine about Mr. T and about Ralph Cramden and Ed Norton? Remember that? He couldn't do those routines today because he would make some woke leftist upset and they'd boycott him. That's not comedy, man. When you can't laugh at yourself, which is what the left does, they can't laugh at themselves. They sap the life and the vitality out of the culture, and that's the only thing that the left is good for.
You know that, Chris Salcedo. I'm so glad you said that. That's my era too, right? Growing up with Eddie Murphy Raw, Eddie Murphy Delirious. These were incredibly vulgar and incredibly funny. What a talent, Eddie Murphy! Right?
Did you sit under your covers when you thought Mom wasn't listening?
I could have watched it if my parents were around.
You have your Walkman. I had my Walkman underneath the covers at night so my mom could know that I was listening to Eddie Murphy. I snuck listening to Eddie Murphy. And you know what? Eddie Murphy used to sneak and listen to Richard Pryor in secret so his mom wouldn't know he was listening to Richard Pryor.
That's funny. So, and me, for music, I sneak Bad Bunny. Forgive me, Father. For I have seen.
I like reggaeton too, man. It's like, I'm sure his music is fine, though I'm not an aficionado. I'm sure, and if that's all he was about, man, he wouldn't be on the radar. The reason why Bad Bunny's bad is because he hates this country. That's the reason why.
Yeah, right? I think that whole thing is it's a very tricky situation. I think there's a bunch of Puerto Ricans that think that independence is a good thing. And they don't realize that this is straight out of the page of Fidel Castro and Che Guevara in communist Cuba.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's part of my penchant in life to try to educate them all and say, hey, look, let's argue. I want to argue with you about this because I think I'm going to win. And, you know, this November, in addition to Virginia and New York and New Jersey having big elections, there is a binding referendum in Puerto Rico for statehood, for Associated Free State, or for independent, to become its own country. And we'll see how it ends. The last four times they've voted for statehood. I think that's how it's going to go this time, too. But we'll see. Chris Salcedo, before I run out of time, I want to make sure we plug the book again, The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino, A New American Revolution. Let everybody know how they get two copies of this book, one for them and one to give away.
Go to Amazon. You just type in The Rise of the Liberty-Loving Latino, A New American Revolution, or my name, Chris Salcedo, and it's going to come up, and you can purchase it now. It's pre-order. It drops on December 9th. You can save a couple of bucks if you pre-order, so that's good. Pick up one for yourself. Pick up one for the liberty lover in your life, and it's going to be a great Christmas gift. And, Richie, I got to tell you, man, as you know, the liberty-loving Latino moniker is something that I've been under for a long time, and I'm glad that so many others in our business have adopted it too, you know, that are who are Latinos. But this book was personal, and this is the second time I've been on your show talking about it. And, brother, it means the world to me that you gave me the time. It really does.
Brother, anytime you want, I'm here to help. I'm a big fan of yours. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you do, and I wish you continued success. Godspeed, bro.
I'm a big fan of yours. Thanks, brother.
Amen. Chris Salcedo, a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. Make sure you check out his show on Newsmax every day at 4 o'clock. And And check out the book. And check out his website, chrissalcedo.com. Chrissalcedo.com. Chris, thanks for being here, brother. I got to hit a hard one here. Hasta la próxima. But, folks, we're coming right back with your calls. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Actual price will depend on product.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Three, it's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The NFL International Games head to Wembley.
Let's go!
So wake up and lock in, because on NFL Network, our stars come out in the morning.
He's into the end zone!
Stafford and the Rams offense is ready to put on a show.
Touchdown, L.A.!
But Trevor Lawrence and the Jags are looking to light up London.
Incredible!
It's Sunday morning football. Snooze off, game on. Rams, Jaguars. Sunday, October 19th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And President Trump met with President Zelensky today in the White House, and they had a conversation about a number of things with respect to the Nobel Prize, drones, all stuff related to Venezuela, right? Lots of things going on there. And I'm kind of caught up between the shutdown and let me see, in this other clip that I have here regarding the Venezuela. So let me see. Give me a minute here. I'll figure out which one I want to use. before I go to the calls. I think we're going to go with this one here. Let's go with number five.
Well, you know, we resolved eight others. It's funny how people say that. If you get this one, every time I do one, they forget about that one. I solved eight wars. Go to Rwanda and the Congo. Talk about India and Pakistan. Look at Thailand. Look at all of the wars that we solved. And every time I solve one, they say, if you solve the next one, you're going to get the Nobel Prize. I didn't get a Nobel Prize. Somebody got it who's a very nice woman. Very nice. I don't know who she is, but she was very generous. So I don't care about all that stuff. I just care about saving lives. But this will be number nine. But every time I solve one, they said, sir, if you solve one more, you're going to be known as a peacekeeper. So to the best of my knowledge, we've never had a president that solved one war. Not one war. Bush started a war. A lot of them start wars, but they don't solve the wars. They don't settle them. And especially when they're not, when they have nothing to do with us. I saw almost, I guess, just about all of these wars had nothing to do with us. But I saved tens of millions of lives. The Prime Minister of Pakistan said, I saved millions of lives in interceding on Pakistan. And you look at Pakistan and India as an example. That would have been a bad one. Two nuclear nations, right?
That is El Trumpito in the White House today. And listen, I agree with him. A rare moment of humility, right, from El Trumpito. Good for him. And I do believe this. I believe every word he's just said, that he cares about saving lives. He's not so concerned with the accolades. And listen, Trump is a billionaire from New York. He's a TV star. Everybody likes accolades. You don't get into this business if you don't like accolades. Everybody likes winning an award. Of course you do. Good for you. But I think he's truly motivated by saving lives, right? It's not the accolades that motivate him. They're nice. They're the icing on the cake. He does it because he wants to truly bring peace. Now, you might argue and say, well, his motive for peace is selfish. He wants everybody to be happy, so they'll spend money and they'll go to these expensive places that he built. All right, maybe. I'll take it. I will take it. If that's the worst case scenario, why not, right? I don't think that's the case. Trump is not a warmonger. You never see him really going in that direction. He's always focused on peace, focused on making a deal, focused on expanding economic growth. That's just his MO. And I can't be mad at him for that. So anyway, I want to get to your calls. Let me tap in right here. Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Boise. Go right ahead, brother. You're on the air with me.
Good call, Salcido. I watch him on Newsmax.
Oh, he's terrific.
Occasionally. Yeah. I like when he reads something and he rolls his eyes. It's just obvious,
yeah,
that
he's funny.
Somebody just doesn't
know
what
funny
to do.
Salcedo was an actor and a news guy, like a straight news guy, and became a talk show host, and I think he's terrific.
That's funny. He could do all three. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I think it's good that what you said about Trumpito having humility today, inviting somebody into the White House and accepting the award that he accepted. I believe I heard you say that it was the peace one.
Yeah, the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, it was the woman who won the award is from Venezuela, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she was in part nominated by Secretary of State Rubio, and back when he was a senator. And I think it just, these things run behind. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if in 2026, President Trump is honored with a Nobel Peace Prize because of what happened in 2025. I think they kind of run a year behind is how they work.
Okay.
Yeah, the woman that you're referencing from Venezuela, I think her name is Maria Karina. I forget her last name. I think it's Machado. But
no,
she gave Trump her award.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the Latin community, they know what's up. They believe in family. They believe in God. They believe in bearing children, putting into work. And they know it. And then you look at the face on the people with blue hair and purple hair, and they got this look of bewilderment on them.
It's always like they're so puzzled, right, Paul? Yeah, they don't know if they're coming or going, and I don't think they're big fans of the family, that's for sure. Paul, I got to take a pause right here, but stick with me. Amigos, we're coming right back. 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Stuck in a job that just isn't getting it done? Maybe it's time to go for IT. Whether you're just starting out, switching careers, or a military veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you launch a rewarding career in IT in months. No prior experience needed. Why spend years getting a traditional degree when your future in IT can start right now? Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu today. Your most powerful upgrade? Your career. Go for it. Go for IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call term provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
What's up, America? It's Rich Valdez, and again, we're live and national. It's a Friday night. I'm happy to be here with you. We have lots to discuss. I can't get to a call right now. I wish I could, but music means I have to take a pause. But we're coming back with the rest of your calls and more, depending on what part of the country you're in. Some parts of the country, this is the end of the road. In others, we keep going. Hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is reconsidering the idea of selling long-range missiles to Ukraine for its war against Russia. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Ukrainian President Zelensky used a White House visit to request Tomahawk missiles from the U.S., but President Trump sounded hesitant.
It's not easy for us to give. You're talking about massive numbers of very powerful weapons.
Zelensky told the president that the Gaza peace deal could carry over to the Russia-Ukraine war.
You did it, and I think this is a momentum to finish Russia's war against Ukraine.
Before the Zelensky meeting, Donald Trump announced he would soon meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Hungary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
John Bolton, President Trump's former national security advisor, has pleaded not guilty to charges of mishandling classified information.
Inside the courtroom, Bolton did not speak except to answer basic questions from the judge. Now, this indictment has a lot of details. For one thing, it accuses him of having shared with his wife and his daughter lots of classified information in the form of diary-like notes about his time in government. It also includes a really interesting anecdote that his email account was hacked by an operative linked to the Iranian regime. It says that a representative for Bolton in 2021 told the FBI about the hack but did not reveal that his email account contained classified information.
Correspondent Eric Tucker reporting. The U.S. has seized survivors after a strike on a suspected drug-carrying vessel in the Caribbean, the first since the president began launching attacks in the region during the summer. It's believed to be at least the sixth strike since August. Israel has received the coffin of a missing hostage handed over to the Red Cross from Hamas. The Israeli military and security forces received the coffin inside the Gaza Strip, and it was transferred to Israel and the Ministry of Health's National Center for Forensic Medicine. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Maybe this is you too. People are enormously frustrated with the cost of health care right now. There is an option. Hundreds of thousands of people have gone with MediShare. They like it more, and they're saving a lot of money. Perfect time for you to join, too. Apply before October 31st, and they will waive your application fee. That's $100 you'll be saving right off the bat, in addition to the thousands you can save every year. Call them now. Here's the number, 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. MediShare is a community of Christians who've shared more than $9 billion in medical bills. It has worked beautifully for decades, and with so many people reexamining their options right now, seeing premiums going up and up, this is a great time to take advantage of this offer. Just tell them the promo code SHARE and save $100 before October 31st. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
A Lebanese judge has ordered the release of the son of Libya's late leader Muammar Gaddafi, on condition he pay $11 million bail.
Hannibal Gaddafi has been held in Lebanon for a decade without charge. His lawyers have said he has been ill in his cell at police headquarters in Beirut. On Friday, judicial officials said he was taken to the Justice Palace in Beirut, where Judge Zaher Hamadi ordered his release once the bail condition is met. One of his lawyers said Gaddafi does not have the money or access to accounts to pay the bail. I'm Karen Shamas.
Prince Andrew says he's giving up his royal title of the Duke of York after his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein returned to the headlines. The younger brother of King Charles III said he and the royal family had decided the continued accusations about him distracted the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The price of gold is surging amid global economic worries. More on this story from Bob Agnew.
The precious metal topped $4,300 for the first time on Thursday. Gold sales can rise sharply whenever anxious investors seek a so-called safe haven for their money. The latest headlines provide clues to gold surging values. The latest gains come amid the now weeks-long government shutdown and ongoing trade wars abroad. Bob Agnew reporting.
Wall Street cruised to the finish of a winning week that began much bumpier. The S&P 500, the Dow, and the Nasdaq composite all climbed 0.5%. Research from Microsoft shows Russia, China, and North Korea are using AI to improve their attacks on U.S. companies and individuals. Researchers say hackers are targeting public systems like hospitals and using AI to create video and audio that can be used to develop digital human clones that can be used to deceive people and gain illegal access to information. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Live from the city that never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Truly blessed and happy to be here with you this Friday evening. We're back for another hour, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And we're going to get into a bunch of things this hour, not the least of which is the ongoing genocide against Christians in Nigeria. Now, I want to be fair and say that there's genocides against Christians in Syria, in Nigeria, in many places of the world. In fact, I was watching something the other day, and it was eye-opening, right? And I wish I remembered. You know, I really do. Forgive me, I'm not trying to discredit anybody or fail to give credit to anybody, but it was a speaker on a video and somewhere social media, and very eye-opening. And part of what he said was, when people attack Muslims, they call it Islamophobia. When people attack Jews, they call it anti-Semitism. When people attacked Asians, they call it Asian hate. And he was making the point that there was no real word like xenophobia, Islamophobia, homophobia. There was no word to describe the attack on Christians. And, you know, what came to my mind was anti-Christian. I mean, I think we hear that often enough. But I understood his point, and his point was, it's okay to go against the Christians. They don't need to have a separate word like they do, one of these phobia words, right? Did you ever hear of, you know, Christian phobia? No, right? Nobody's heard of that. And that was the point he was making, was that it's almost accepted everywhere to be able to attack Christians, and nobody cares. And I thought that was interesting. You know, that's not necessarily a, you know, wow moment, but a moment, right? So I said, you know, we need to dig into that. So we're going to do that in a couple of minutes. We're going to dig into that topic. But I also wanted to share with you some of the things that I haven't done in a while, right? Because of the formatting of our show and adding some new stations, it's been difficult to do the show the way I used to do the show. Right? For example, I used to do the show an hour of interviews on some relatively trending news topic with a guest for that first hour. Second hour, we do a topical or entertainment or lifestyle related type of guest. And in the third hour, we did open phones across America. But in January of this year, we kind of amended that a little bit to kind of make every hour little bits and pieces of that. Right, so instead of just waiting till the end to take the calls, we started taking calls every hour, which was something the callers wanted to do anyway, and I like. And what I feel like we've gotten away from, and I'm giving you a little bit of a little bit inside baseball here on the show, if you will. Jim Bohannon had a famous segment called The Offbeat, something I didn't know very much about. But was very cool, right? I thought it was very cool. And in his absence, when I began to substitute for him, I didn't touch it, right? Because I didn't know the format of it. I knew it was something that he had put a lot of effort into and wasn't for me, right? It was his thing, not mine. So I just made sure we filled that time frame of the offbeat with just offbeat stories, stories that were off the beaten path, not necessarily hard news stories or political stories or anything like that, but just things that were interesting, right? Like the time I talked about a brothel that opened up in Europe where all of the prostitutes were AI sex bots. They weren't even real humans, right? That was the red light, you know, the AI red light district. I thought that was such an interesting story. It came out in the New York Post, and I said, I got to share this story with the audience, right? Because you don't see stuff like that every day. And many times, for whatever reason, these funny stories included animals, like, you know, bear wandered into whatever, or, you know, some sort of animal story eventually made its way onto this list of stories we did in the midnight hour. Lo and behold, this slowly but surely became known as the Midnight Zoo because there was all these animal stories. Now, it didn't have to have an animal story, but it was just, that was typically the thing. So I bring that up to say, I feel like we haven't done enough Midnight Zoo lately. And you guys don't even know what that is, but, you know, those of us that are, you know, in the studio, we know what the Midnight Zoo is. And I wanted to share with you, because there's so many hard news stories, and it's Friday, and pray tell is the word I'm going to use. Pray tell, I am done. I am done with all these hard news stories. And sometimes it's just fun to look at silly stories, right? Listen to this. Smucker's is suing Trader Joe's over what? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Isn't that something? Smucker's is suing Trader Joe's, saying that their new PB&J sandwich is too similar to the Uncrustable. Now, the Uncrustable, as you know, is kind of like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that's pre-made and has no crust, and, you know, the edges are sealed. They're fantastic. Anyway, the Smucker's company is suing Trader Joe's, right, alleging that the grocery chain's new frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too similar to their Uncrustables, and they filed the lawsuit. They filed this lawsuit in Ohio, and now Smucker's is saying that the boxes that Trader Joe's uses also violate the trademarks because they're the same blue color that they use. Now, I know that many supermarkets make a generic version of something. I've been seeing it my whole life. I grew up very poor, so we always got the generic version of whatever it was. And I just thought this was such an interesting thing here. Again, silly for many people, meaningless. But for me, I love peanut butter and jelly. And since, you know, I've been on this health trend the last couple of years, I don't even really eat peanut butter and jelly like I used to, right? I've had to buy natural peanut butter that's mixed with flaxseed. It's a great brand that I use, by the way. I use a brand called Earth Balance. And this stuff is phenomenal. It tastes like real peanut butter, but it's actually peanut butter and flaxseed. No sugar added, very low. I think it's 4 grams of carbs. It's fantastic. And you do that with keto bread and with, what's the other thing I use there? Oh, the sugar-free grape jelly. Zero carbs. And voila, you've got yourself a PB&J that is, I don't know, maybe about 6 to 8 grams of carbs, if that. And no sugar. Fantastic, right? If you're a low sugar guy like me, because you want to stay in shape. So anyway, I saw this and I thought, my goodness, this is just so interesting the way things are going these days. And for those of you that are thinking, Rich, why are we talking about peanut butter and jelly? Why? Because I love peanut butter and jelly. I think everybody...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about time. Timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
21. Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Vesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200-square-foot room in a matter of minutes. With the Vesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get a Vesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather, so go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations. I had somebody. It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
If you don't know what's going on in Nigeria, mm-hmm. your media sources suck. You are in a bubble. And again, I'm not a Christian, but they are systematically yep. killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. This is so much more. These are the Islamists, Boko mm-hmm. Haram. This is so much more of a genocide attempt than what is going on in Gaza. They are literally attempting to wipe out the Christian population of an entire country. Where are the kids protesting this?
Yeah. Thank you. No one will talk about it, so thank you.
Absolutely.
That is comedian Bill Maher on his program talking about this really big issue. And we've talked about it a number of times on this program, and it seems like every week there's just a new number. The death toll goes up. Really, really sad stuff. And there are some people that are, you know, putting the pedal to the metal here. Senator Ted Cruz from Texas and Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey have a bill that is urging the administration, the Trump administration, to make a designation in Nigeria and sanction Nigerian officials who facilitate or permit jihadist attacks against Christians and other religious minorities. And, you know, everybody's waiting to see what the administration's going to do with this call. But very interesting stuff that's going on here. I mean, there seems to be an onslaught of killings against Christians, and this is truly a genocide, right? Like, there are less Christians today than there were yesterday. Unlike when you hear the term genocide thrown around in a lot of places, these people aren't disappearing. And again, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to be accurate. I'm trying to make a point. And this is serious, right? Bill Maher mentioned it, and I'll repeat it. Boko Haram, and there are other Islamist groups that are terrorizing, brutally terrorizing Christians and non-Christians in northern Nigeria because of how they roll, right? They're militants. They are what they call Fulani Muslim herdsmen, and they're assaulting their Christian neighbors, and that's the bottom line, and it just keeps happening. Since 2009, this persecution has reported 18,000 churches destroyed, 50,000 Christians murdered, and 5 million more that have been displaced because of this. Absolute insanity. So I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. Bear with me. But I want to open up this conversation with Paul Teller, senior advisor at Advancing American Freedom. Paul Teller, welcome.
I appreciate you having me. So important you're doing this.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your time. Talk to me about what's going on here, because clearly there's a genocide going on, and while we might talk about it in radio and others are, you know, putting out some stories, it seems to never really get the traction it deserves.
Yeah, and you wonder why, right? I mean, like, I was listening to, you know, to kind of the lead-in to, you know, having me on tonight. Yeah, you're exactly right. You're saying the media sources suck, right? Like, why is it so hard to get coverage on this? And it's not like it's, you know, two or three people in some random country. Like you said, we're talking about, I think since 2009, 185,000 people slaughtered is what they're saying. At least two-thirds of those Christians, probably more. The numbers I'm looking at too, 7,000 Christians murdered just this year, 2025. That's 2.5 9/11s just this year. And
wow.
Yet somehow that can't seem to get attention. I honestly don't get it. And here's the irony. You pointed this out, too. The fake genocide in Gaza gets all kinds of attention, where there's not actually a genocide. But where there's an actual genocide, where there's intention to deliberately wipe out an entire class of people, i.e. Christians, in Nigeria, that seems to get, you know, no attention, no, you know, no real action. And so we're out there in Advancing American Freedom to say this needs attention, this needs sanctioning, this needs stoppage, you know, right now.
Paul Teller, you guys are keeping your finger on the pulse of what's happening with the Christian genocide. And in turn, are you dealing with relief agencies? Are you solely just lobbying the government to get action there? What's your plan of attack?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're an issue advocacy group founded after the first term of President Trump, Vice President Pence. Vice President Pence is the founder and, board member, if you will, of our organization. And he created it to basically just continue the fights from Trump won. And this was a big one, right? I mean, in other words, President Trump, back in the first administration, declared Nigeria a country of particular concern, which implements, you know, all kinds of restrictions, sanctions, trade controls, that kind of stuff. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris lifted those concerns. No idea why. The killings were still going on. We were talking about it then. Somehow they thought, what's the big deal? Not a huge concern.
And brutal killings, by the way, Paul, right? I mean, talking beheadings,
oh, yeah.
Burning people. I mean, just really
yep.
Wild stuff.
Oh, yeah. Slashing of women and children, kidnapping of pastors, and, of course, raping of women is a tactic of the jihadists, you know, in Nigeria and beyond. Just horrific stuff that, you know, we could hardly even say here on the radio. But, again, Biden-Harris felt like, what's the big deal? It's not really concerning. So what we're asking the current administration, Trump Vance, is to say, reissue that designation of Nigeria being a country of particular concern. And frankly, even better, I mean, that's great, but President Trump would be great if he would just call attention to this, just speak to it, right? He's got such a great bully pulpit, and if he just talks about this, you know, into the large microphone that he's blessed to have, it could really save lives. It could end the killings and the tragedy and the murder and the genocide going on right now in Nigeria.
Well, I don't know if it's going to end the tragedy that's going on, President Trump talking about it. It might take a little bit more, but you're right. It's going to require some action for sure, and it's going to take it from the largest military in the world. I think President Trump's comments today on Venezuela, they don't want to F around with us. That only came after we blew up six of their drug boats, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you need some action to get people to pay attention. And
what I was going to say, what people forget, too, is, you know, Nigeria is not some, you know, random small Rhode Island-sized country with a few population, you know, with a small population. Over 230 million people in this country. So this is a big deal, you know, when you've got a systematic slaughtering of Christians in one of the world's largest nations, and the government is, you know, either facilitating it there or at least, you know, ignoring it, turning a blind eye. That's outrageous, and we need to be calling that out. We need to be punishing those folks who are responsible, or, again, turning the blind eye and just stopping the killings. And, by the way, too, if we could do that, it may also help discourage jihadists in other countries from either what they're doing now, you know, current killings, or any future plans for slaughtering of Christians, Jews, and others. So, I mean, it could have benefits beyond Nigeria, too.
Folks, we're on with Paul Teller, Senior Advisor at Advancing American Freedom. AdvancingAmericanFreedom.com is the website. We're going to come right back and continue our discussion on the genocide against Christians in Nigeria. Since 2009, Islamic jihadists have murdered 185,000 people, many of them Christians. And we're going to continue that straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Them process their trauma. And now to hear our children say that they know they have a mother and father who take care of us, teach us, and love us means everything.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is committed to finding safe, permanent homes for the longest waiting children in foster care.
I not only love these kids, I am just so proud of them.
You can help. Visit DaveThomasFoundation.org.
So glad to be on your show, Rich. It's just an amazing broadcast that I hope the rest of America listens to every day.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
It is a tragedy what is happening in Nigeria and, as you mentioned, other places in the world. But as it relates to Nigeria, I just sent a letter to Secretary Marco Rubio to designate Nigeria a country of particular concern. Now, what that means in practice and what that does is specifically one of the things it will do is limit security assistance and restrict and restrain security assistance to Nigeria. What does that mean? That means arms sales, train and equip, and a lot of these training programs that we're doing with Nigeria with the promise that they were going to go out and eliminate Boko Haram, which is one of the groups that are killing Christians in Nigeria. There's three groups really in all that are doing this, Boko Haram being one, IS Africa, which is ISIS aligned, and then the Fulanis, who are also part of this, which that's where you see a lot of this indiscriminate killing. There's also a letter that's been put forward by Senator Ted Cruz to ask to do the exact same thing. But I do want to point something out. President Trump had done this in his first term.
Yes.
President Biden took this designation off. And so what we're asking is for this designation to be put back on because it did have an effect at preventing killings of Christians.
That's Congressman Riley Moore, a Republican from West Virginia. He was on Fox and Friends just a couple of days ago, again, echoing so much of what we've just been discussing, and I think it's worthy of being repeated. The conversation we're having right now with Paul Teller, senior advisor at AAF, Advancing American Freedom. I keep saying that wrong, but the website for that, advancingamericanfreedom.com. And the genocide of Christians in Nigeria, an ongoing problem, something we've talked about, I'm going to say at least, you know, every 5 or 6 weeks here, as the death toll goes up. And sadly, we can talk about it and create awareness, but we need more. And I think this sanction, this CPC designation is really a step in the right direction. Paul Teller, when you hear Congressman Moore talk about these things, you know, does it give you encouragement?
It really does. He's a fantastic congressman. Get to know him if you haven't already. Great freshman from West Virginia. We knew him before he was congressman. He was, you know, the financial officer over there. But so glad that he's taking on this fight, because the more leaders with a you know, a bully pulpit, you know, a very loud microphone, louder than maybe the rest of us have, the more people like that take on this fight, I think the more sunshine we could shed on it. And, you know, that's what these jihadists, these killers hate, is being noticed, right? They want to do this without folks really caring around the world. And so if we can change that, we can really save lives.
Well, I hate what the jihadists do. I hate that they're killing Christians. And as often as we can talk about it, we're going to. Talk to us about, you know, the rest of your strategy on, you know, what you guys are doing and how our audience can help to prevent the genocide of Christians.
Yeah, really appreciate it. I think, again, a big part of it is awareness. So what I would do right now for all the listeners is first connect with these congressmen, Congressman Riley Moore, Senator Ted Cruz, who's got the legislation you talked about. Support it. Encourage others to support it. Write in, email in. You know, if you're in other districts, tell those congressmen to co-sponsor these bills. Let's get them to the House floor, the Senate floor. Let's get it to President Trump's desk. And just keep talking about it. And frankly, again, just this kind of exposure, this kind of awareness really helps, because the killing is so much easier to be done in shadows, right, when no one cares,
yeah,
when no one's really looking.
Nobody's
but
looking,
we can,
things are happening.
Right? Yeah. But if we can say, no, we're on to you, we're following you, we're watching you, we're going to punish you, that could just stop some folks. And frankly, if it stops even just a handful of the killings, great, then we've saved some lives. So hopefully it stops it altogether through an ongoing campaign, an exposure campaign.
Amigos, we're on with Paul Teller. Paul Teller's got a very recent op-ed in The Federalist. Make sure you check that out. Just 2 days ago, amid the genocide of Nigerian Christians, Congress must act. I'm signing on to this because I think Christians ought to live. It's a wild idea,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Don't
imagine
kill the
that.
Christians.
Well, and here's the thing, too, and I should say that, you know, so I'm a member of the Jewish faith, and many of us Jews have really come to know in recent years that our best defenders, our best allies, are believing Christians. And so many of us feel this is returning the favor. How can Jews and others stand up for believing Christians who are being slaughtered for their faith? I mean, that's the thing, right? In Nigeria, yeah, they're being slaughtered specifically because they are Christians. Churches are being attacked because it's a place of Christian worship. It's outrageous. The Jewish faith, the Christian faith, are the basis for Western civilization, for freedom, for human flourishing. We need to protect it. We need to save those lives. And so we have to team up and to stop these horrific killings.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that anymore. I think that's a very fair statement. And when you start to see this barbarism, when you start to see, you know, what the Crusades look like coming back to life, happening in Nigeria and elsewhere, it's time for people to wake up. It's roll or get rolled over. And I'm not making a call to arms, but I am saying you can't take it lying down, right? If calling your congressman is, you know, the action you got to take, make sure you call twice, right? I mean,
yeah,
this is we're staring down the barrel here.
No, that's the thing, too. And actually, you make a great point, right? Because just you don't even have to look that far regionally to say, like, remember certain countries that used to be flourishing hearts of Christianity and no longer are. Turkey, Egypt, right, and other countries in the region that were just the centers of Christianity, but are no longer because of jihadists. It's a different word at the time, but Muslim based killings and eliminations of the Christian faith. It's outrageous. We can't allow it to stand. And America, as a leader in the free world and defender of the Judeo-Christian tradition, Western civilization, it's our duty, right? Religious liberty is in our First Amendment, right? That's right there. So we've got to stand up for it worldwide if we're going to continue to be that beacon of hope and freedom for the world.
Yeah, amen to that. On an adjacent topic, Paul Teller, today I had to get some detailing done on my car, and I dropped it off at a place, and there was a lunch truck. So I went over to a breakfast truck, and I went over and I bought a cup of coffee and an egg sandwich. And I'm talking to the guy, and he had this, Middle Eastern accent, but I couldn't place it. And I was like, hey, where are you from? He's like, I'm from Egypt. I'm from Egypt. And I said, oh, hello. And we were talking. And, I couldn't help it. I'm me. And I was like, why is there such a big wall? Why won't Jordan let anybody in from Gaza? Why won't you let anybody in from Gaza? And because I wanted to hear from him. He wasn't here that long. He's been in this country 2 years. And he said, it was really remarkable what he said. He said, if we don't have border, we have no country. I said, you must have been listening to Trump, bro.
That's right. That's right. And what's amazing, too, like, this is what's even more outrageous about all of that, is that most Palestinians are actually Jordanians, right? They're ethnically Jordan. They're from Jordan. And yet Jordan won't let these folks back in to their own country. I mean, it just speaks to the knowledge that they have, and that really a lot of the world does have, including many Arabs, many Muslims, that Palestinians have just been bred to hate, right? They're not creating a positive, growing, healthy society. They just want to hate Jews.
That's where the conversation went. It was very fascinating to me. He said we had a problem with the Muslim Brotherhood, and he said, and he was trying to make an example to me, because he didn't know what I knew. So he was trying to explain everything to me in a very rudimentary way. And he said, it's kind of like, you have many people that are Muslims, and they don't believe what they believe. And he kept making this distinction, saying, he's like, they believe different, very strong. He kept saying, they're very strong. It's very different. They like to hurt people. And I just thought it was remarkable that you can see this, because I think oftentimes here, I'm going to say in the West, and in particular in New York City, we will paint with a broad brush, right? We'll be like, oh, A or B, right? Black or white. And here was this guy from Egypt who is a Muslim telling me, we're not like the Palestinians. They're very strong. He was trying to say radical, that, they were radical and that they didn't believe in peace. And it was just a fascinating conversation. I wish I could have recorded it to play it for the audience, because it to me, it was really, it's kind of how I grew up. I grew up with people from all faiths.
Yeah.
And I never had a problem. I grew up in a relatively Jewish neighborhood, but it was in Brooklyn, New York. And it was not, we didn't have problems. We just didn't have them. And today it's like there's problems everywhere you go.
Yeah, and you just wonder, right? I mean, think about how many hundreds of billions of dollars have poured in to Palestinian territories over the last few decades. And there's even a reasonable fraction of that have been used for economic growth, education, healthcare, even frankly to use, President Trump's vision, building some resort towns along the beautiful Mediterranean coast. Imagine what could be for those people there, and what those areas could be now. It could be thriving, just wonderful places to live and be. And obviously, it's just the opposite. It's just terror tunnels and violence and hatred. It's just terrible.
It is. Paul Teller, I'm out of time here, but let everybody know how they can keep up to speed with you and follow you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, so again, as you mentioned before, advancingamericanfreedom.com, or you can find me on X or Twitter at pteller, at pteller, and be great to connect with you guys.
Outstanding. Godspeed to you, my brother. Keep up the good work. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Talk soon.
You bet. Amigos, your thoughts and calls right now. Texas, Florida, Charleston, South Carolina. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ.
That's Valdez with an S.
Cold weather will be here before you know it. At the same time, power outages are on the rise. So here's an important question. If the power goes out when it's really cold, do you have a way to stay warm? If not, you've got to check out the Avesta off-grid space heater from My Patriot Supply. It's a compact, portable space heater that doesn't use electricity. It runs on something called canned heat, which is an indoor safe fuel. It's completely off-grid, and it can heat up a 200 square foot room in a matter of minutes. With Avesta stashed in your closet, you can rest easy, knowing you and your family will stay warm, even if the power goes out. Plus, it doubles as a stove to boil water or cook food without electricity or propane. The best part is, you can get Avesta and a bunch of other free gifts when you order the Winter Prep Special from My Patriot Supply. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see everything included. This offer won't last long, and neither will this nice fall weather, so go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
After the guest leaves every night and we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America, you sit there in this radio studio and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Amigos, to the phones we go. It's Open Phone America. I'm going to go to Jerome, calling us from Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA. Jerome, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to congratulate the Republican Party on letting the scumbag, thief, liar, cheat, dirtbag, George Santos out of prison, okay? It didn't take him long, okay? Congratulations on that. And I just want to know, man, how you keep this Republican act up, man? Oh, America, we don't have the problems that these other countries have. Oh, yeah, we're not like the... You don't have those problems. Oh, yeah, all we have is like 200 years where we had slavery, you know? I guess you forgot about that, huh? We don't have the problems...
Listen to me. It is a lot easier to forget about slavery than it is to forget about this government shutdown that your friends in Washington have put together.
Oh, it's the Democrats' fault, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's been three votes, and every time there's a vote, you've got 50-something Republicans voting to open the government and 40-something Democrats voting to close the government.
Hey, I hope they never come to an agreement, okay?
I'm with you.
I want to see you Republicans suffer.
I'm not suffering because the government's closed. I don't use the government. I really don't care. I mean, I did spend an extra 40. They said it was going to be 40 minutes circling the airport because of air traffic control. Ended up being like 15 minutes, thank God. But I don't really have much use for the government. Every time I have a guest on, a congressman, they're like, we want to get this done. And I get that. I don't want to see people go without getting paid. But I do ultimately want to see the government cut in half if I can. And this seems to be our best shot, Jerome.
No, I don't want to see people suffer. But when it comes to punishing Republicans for the crap that they do, you can't stick it to them hard enough, okay? Stick it to the Republican man.
Stick it to the Republican man. Yeah. Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina, WTMA. Thank you, sir. I always appreciate a good disagreeer, and you're one of the best in the business. I appreciate it. Let us continue. Where are we going? We're going to Tom. He's in Cypress, Texas, KSEV. Tom, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm thrilled to get through, Rich.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I'm going pretty well, thank you. I'm going far afield here from Cypress, Texas, but I'm concerned about the mayor's race in New York City because it has implications for the whole country. And
yeah.
I was born
in New York City. I know what you feel.
I've been listening to you for a while, but anyway, I have a little suggestion here. Next time you talk to Curtis Sliwa, maybe, or his campaign people, there's a great piece that I've heard played on some other conservative radio shows by Mike Rowe. You familiar with Mike Rowe?
Sure. Yeah, he's famous.
Oh, okay. Now, he did a short, it's about, I guess, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, about Boris Yeltsin. I guess it was probably late 80s or maybe 1990, somewhere along in there. He was visiting NASA here in Houston, and he just went on a little side trip into a local grocery store. And Mike Rowe speaks better than I do. You have to listen to Mike Rowe's
rendition. He's got great pipes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and mine are pretty mediocre, I'm sure. But anyway, long and the short of it is that Boris Yeltsin went in the store and his eyes were just bugged out, and then he had this epiphany about how bad communism sucks, because in the piece he admits that because of price controls and all this rubbish that guys like Zoran want to do, there's nothing on the shelves in the stores, even for the party members. The party members, don't have as much stuff as the local grocery store in Seabrook.
Tom, the biggest critics of communism have always been people that have fled communism. And they get here and they go, wow, look at all your stores, how filled they are. Look at how many things you can do in this wonderful, blessed America. I have friends from Cuba, friends from Venezuela, friends from China, people that really can tell you a story or three. And when you meet these people, I always say it, they can smell communism coming a mile away around the corner. And when they tell you this is no good, I listen. Because you know what? I was, like I told you, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. It's not communist. But when you grow up in America, you tend to not really be able to see this stuff the way that others can. So I'm always grateful for somebody who has that type of experience. And I'm grateful for your call as well. In Cypress, Texas. Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it. Shout out to KSEV, amazing station. That's the home of Rich Valdez and Chris Salcedo, by the way. I'm at night. He's in the morning. We're locking it down. Liberty loving Latinos. Thank you, sir, for your call. Folks, I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking
taking Linzess, call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The NFL International Games head to Wembley.
Let's go!
So wake up and lock in, because on NFL Network, our stars come out in the morning.
He's into the end zone!
Stafford and the Rams offense is ready to put on a show.
Touchdown, LA!
But Trevor Lawrence and the Jags are looking to light up London.
Incredible!
It's Sunday morning football. Snooze off, game on. Rams, Jaguars. Sunday, October 19th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, with the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Eduardo, Tampa, Florida, streaming the show tonight from WLS. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Rich. So tomorrow's going to be No King's Day, and I'm going to be looking to see if there's going to be a lot of young people. I've been listening to some of the phone calls today, and they're going to be coming out with a pretend to be centrist, which is pretty ridiculous, a progressive pretending to be a centrist. So they're probably going to go for somebody like Newsom, Shapiro, and it's probably not going to be AOC or Bernie Sanders, like some people in the media think it might be. So be on the lookout for something like that in the going into the new year.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
No, you know what? I do believe it. I think they've been trying this angle for a while. This kind of, hey, look, I'm just an, you know, I'm not into politics, but I just don't like the fact that, you know, we're losing our democracy. I don't like the fact that Trump is a fascist, right? They've tried this, and it doesn't work, because they're trying to fool people that are a lot smarter than them. And most people, I think, realize what Trump is doing. Listen, you've listened to the show regularly. You've heard me talk about my friend Ruben. He came here on a jet ski from Cuba. I saw him 2 hours ago, or three. And he said, I want to give you congratulations because President Trump's doing a great job with peace. It killed him to say that. Killed him to say it. But he said, I'm a stand-up guy and I have to give kudos where they're due. He can't stand Trump. Right? People, left and right, Obama, Biden, even Kamala Harris, they're all giving Trump credit. Because he's not a king. He's an American president that's seeking peace. So I think their centrist lies aren't going to go very far. The truth is actually speaking very loudly. And kudos to President Trump for speaking that truth very loudly. Eduardo in Tampa, Florida, thanks for your call. Shout out to WLS. And amigos, we continue with your thoughts, calls, and reactions straight ahead. It's Rich Valdez Friday night. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump hosted Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky at the White House Friday, part of a renewed push to end Russia's more than three-year war in Ukraine.
The president had shown openness to selling Ukraine long-range Tomahawk cruise missiles, but with Zelensky in the room, he was reluctant.
Would much rather have them not need Tomahawks. Would much rather have the war be over.
Vladimir Putin says the addition of Tomahawks would further strain the U.S.-Russian relationship. Zelensky says Russia is weak.
They have a lot of losses and in the economy and people, and I think this is very important.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Striking Boeing workers are now ready to talk.
Shares of Boeing rose 1% as the union representing more than 3,200 striking Boeing workers has agreed to resume contract discussions with the U.S. plane maker starting Monday. The strike is now 3 months old. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers represents members who assemble fighter jets and munitions at Boeing's facilities in St. Louis. The announcement comes a day after the union filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board against Boeing. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Five remaining universities have been weighing an offer from the president to sign a compact for higher education. None have signaled on as the deadline approaches, and on Friday, the University of Virginia declined the offer. The White House has faced several rejections after inviting nine universities to become initial signers of the compact. The document requests that universities adopt commitments aligned with the president's political priorities, including eliminating race and sex from admissions decisions. Wall Street concerned about the health of nation's regional banks after a few of them wrote off bad loans to commercial customers in the last couple of weeks. Zions Bank, Western Alliance Bank, and Jefferies disclosed bad investments, causing their stocks to fall sharply this week. News and analysis found at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Plans are now squashed for Bibles in Oklahoma public schools.
Oklahoma's new public school superintendent is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor that forced schools to incorporate the Bible into lesson plans for students. Superintendent Lindell Field said in a statement that he has no plans to distribute Bibles or a biblical character education curriculum in classrooms. Last year's directive from the former superintendent drew immediate condemnation from civil rights groups. It also prompted a lawsuit from a group of parents, teachers, and religious leaders.
Correspondent Walter Ratliff reporting on that story. John Bolton has pleaded not guilty in the Justice Department case accusing him of sharing classified information. Bolton was ordered released from custody after making his appearance Friday before a judge in the third Justice Department case brought in recent weeks against an adversary of the president. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Meta is giving parents more of a say in their kids' interactions with AI chatbots.
Meta is adding parental controls to kids' interactions with artificial intelligence chatbots, including the ability to turn off one-on-one chats with AI characters altogether. However, parents will not be able to turn off Meta's AI assistant. Meta says the AI assistant will remain available to offer helpful information and educational opportunities with default age-appropriate protections in place. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump has commuted the sentence of former Congressman George Santos, who is serving more than 7 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. Santos was sentenced in April after admitting to deceiving donors and stealing the identities of 11 people, including his own family members, to make donations to his campaign. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're back for another hour. We are live and national. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Blessed to be here with you this evening. The phone number, if you want to join us, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And Christians are being slaughtered in Nigeria. The government is still partially shut down. Peace is still ongoing with the hostages released and Hamas saying, we're not going to disarm, we're going to disarm, we're not going to disarm, but we're going to kill all these people we don't like before we do. Things are crazy in that part of the world. Keep your hands together in prayer for peace for that region. But thankfully, the hostages have been released. And the reality is, when you are playing poker and you get to that point where you have to show your cards, you really got nothing left, right? It's time to call. And that's where they are. Hamas put their cards on the table. They gave up the hostages. They're, you know, they're going back and forth over some remains. And I don't mean to discredit, disrespect, or devalue any of these remains. But the bottom line is they aren't in a position to really negotiate. They're in a position to lose. And if they're smart, they're going to take heed to the warning. And I think they are. I mean, this is their strategy has always been, let's do a ceasefire so we can re-up. I listened to the, and I played it on this program earlier this week, I believe, Tuesday. The son of one of the Hamas founders, he did an interview, and he was talking about how Hamas can never truly commit to peace because peace is not part of Hamas's founding document. It's not part of their genetic makeup. They're designed to eliminate Israel. So they can't really engage in peace. He said it would be a temporary peace. In fact, he even used the number 15. He said it can't be for even more than 15 years. They can only agree to a ceasefire, to a truce is the word he used. They can agree to a truce for 15 years, but no more. And listen, if you're in that part of the world and you're dealing with all that, somebody tells you, hey, we're going to shut up for 15 years. Hey, thank you. Thank you. I'll take it. Shutting up for 15 years sounds like a lot better than, you know, we got to come back in and flatten everything out, right? So just a wild time to be alive and a crazy series of events that are going on there. John Bolton still indicted. There were some videos of him turning himself in today and carrying a briefcase that still had a White House tag on it. I guess that was the tag he used to get in and out of the White House. And there was a lot of talk about, you know, him having this tag. And I thought to myself, not everybody gets a chance to work in the White House, right? I mean, let's be real here. Most of us, when we go somewhere cool, we either buy a souvenir or we get one, right? I've been to some pretty cool, fancy places, right? A couple of years back, I'll share a quick story with you. I went to the Plaza Hotel, the one from all the movies, And at the time, at the time that Trump was in the Plaza Hotel, like in the movie Home Alone, he owned that hotel. He'd since sold it, but I went there a couple of years ago for a Christmas party, and the section we were in was closed. It wasn't open to the public. It was actually only opened for this party, and it was pretty cool to be in that part of the Plaza Hotel that nobody else could go to, and you better believe I have one of their very cool napkins, right, that says the Plaza on it as a souvenir, right, because it's pretty cool. And I try to get one wherever I go that's kind of cool and bring back, a cocktail napkin, all right? I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but I have a little stack of them. And I guess scrapbook. For the scrapbook, I don't have. But my point is people can be nostalgic, and they look at these things. And that's kind of the state of affairs that we're in, right? We're seeing lots of things happen. Things change very, very quickly. And what are we going to do, right? We've got to take it as it comes. So I want to move on from that topic. I want to get into something else. I had it right in front of me. Bear with me, folks. It's Friday. And I'm letting my hair down a little bit. Yes, here we go. I want to talk about how things are evolving politically, right? And I don't want to talk about politics per se, but I want to talk about politically, things are changing in many areas, right? They're changing in education. They're changing in from the macro perspective, right? The 30,000-foot level. From culturally, I think we're seeing a lot of change. And this is, to me, one of the bigger issues, right? How long do we see this change? And which direction is the change going in, right? If you think for a moment, some of us might say, well, the change is going in the direction of good and God and Christianity, if you will, right? You think of, I don't know, one of the largest campus movements, right, organizations, Turning Point USA, and how the impact that they've had, right? And again, it was this unique organization run by Charlie Kirk, an even more unique individual, God rest his soul. where he talked about liberty and freedom from a very classical liberal perspective, right? A real conservative perspective. The perspective of John Locke and Montesquieu and Alexis de Tocqueville, right? You know, just classic. And combining that, because those guys were all, you know, formed by the thinking of those in the Enlightenment, and adding to that the gospel, being a theologian in his own right, really trying to bring forth the good news. And to me, it's a winning combination, right? When you can combine your worldview that's based on the Bible with the truth of classic teaching and writing in America, you know, through the Enlightenment. And I think that marked a pivotal point in America for us. And I would say the momentum was trending towards liberty. Some might argue against me. I don't have numbers on that. But others think we're losing it. The NFL has gone total woke. Even Rich Valdez likes Bad Bunny, right? What are we going to do now? We're losing all the good guys. I don't know the answer, which direction we're going in. I think that there are, you know, movements afoot all over. And I'm not ignorant to them, that's for sure, right? I realize that there's an active communist movement. There's an active, I'm going to call it a progressive movement, which I think is an offshoot of the communist movement, afoot in America, on our campuses, now in our high schools. So where are we, though? If we had to measure this, where are we? Are we headed towards progressivism? Are we headed towards conservatism? Is this a move towards collectivism, or are we headed towards liberty and individualism? I know where I want to go, but I'm curious to know where you think we're headed. So here's the number, 833-482-5337, getting to your calls momentarily. And I want to bring in author, columnist, and...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR
The Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
To diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do. Do.
I want to listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Maybe you could frame it this way. The left is fighting for all these other marginalized people. You know, black people, brown people, gay people, trans people, women, poor people, homeless people, incarcerated people. All these people facing systemic persecution. These are all the people the left are fighting for and advocating for. Men just kind of fall through the cracks. Now, who doesn't care about all those people I just listed? Conservatives. So they're there to catch the men who just fell through the cracks. Because they don't have to spend any of their time talking about those marginalized people. Period. So maybe that's partially why they're the ones who get to have a monopoly on men's lib. Their bastardized version of men's lib, obviously. Yeah, I appreciate that. Maybe you could frame it this way.
Ah, well, that was getting good. That's a clip from DeMath TV. I was actually really enthralled. I had not listened to their podcast before, but very interesting clip. And talking about how everyone is blaming someone for the oppression of the next man, and men somehow fall through the cracks when it comes to the left. And it seemed to me a perfect segue to talk about a book that's coming out on October 21st by Leslie Corbly called Progressive Prejudice, Exposing the Devouring Mother. And I want to talk about the devouring mother and that whole concept, and really, overall, about this progressive prejudice, because I think that is a fantastic title that truly really hits the nail on the head. During the break, I was talking to our producer in the studio, Mr. Good, and we were talking about how, you know, maybe there was a time where if you were a black American or even any other ethnic minority, you might have been somehow oppressed, right? We did have slavery in this country and whatnot, but today, we live in a country where a black guy, a very rich one, I think he's a billionaire, married to a black lady who's probably the most famous person on the planet, Beyonce, right? Jay-Z and Beyonce. He's picking the talent for the Super Bowl, and they picked the Puerto Rican guy. So you tell me who's oppressed here, right? I don't think it's the minorities. I think minorities are making off very well here. So what gives? Right, and that's why I want to talk about progressive prejudice, exposing the devouring mother with Leslie Corbly. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this this book that's coming out on October 21st, mm-hmm. because I think it's a great title, Progressive Prejudice. Why'd you pick that?
Because I think that there's a real struggle in progressive cultures with understanding that progressives are capable of prejudice. I think it tends to, when we think of prejudice culturally right now, it's almost inherently tied to conservative or religious ideologies and belief systems. And I think that's something that's changing. I think the public is becoming much more aware of the prejudice that exists on the left side of the aisle. And so I thought that was a really good title for it, especially when paired with the devouring mother, because I think prejudice, again, on the left is hard to identify, and we struggle to really critique and understand female forms of malevolence and perpetration of harm.
All right. Well, let's talk about female malevolence, because I once had a conversation with a psychologist about this. In particular, something called Queen Bee Syndrome, and it was about how some women have this Queen Bee Syndrome, and they pick on other women, and literally they're the ones doing the oppressing. And it was just a fascinating concept. So tell us more.
Yes. So female, in my opinion, female forms of violence tend to be more covert in a way. So they tend to focus less on the physical, right? When a man engages in some form of violence, it's likely to, much more likely to be physical. You know, there's going to be scars of some kind. But I used an example in the book, actually, of Munchausen by proxy, which is a form of abuse that is perpetrated almost exclusively by women, and it's perpetrated against those who are dependent. So usually they're children or someone else that's dependent on their care. And the way it works is the woman will make up some kind of fictitious disorder the individual has, and then they glean a lot of benefit from being perceived, the tension that comes with being perceived as being a good caretaker. So their whole identity is in taking care of the dependent, and so rather than actually taking care of them, they're sort of treating fictitious disorders for their own self-aggrandizement. And that's what I would use that as a good metaphor, or as a good example of what the devouring mother is in practice. But obviously, when you think about that dynamic, it's a really difficult dynamic to identify in the real world. So proving Munchausen by proxy would be really hard. You'd have to prove that someone was being treated for disorders they don't have. Now, obviously, right. Medical professionals aren't going to treat someone for a disorder they think they don't have, right? So these people will shop around for someone who will, a doctor or another professional, this could also be in the mental health context, right, who will give a quote-unquote appropriate diagnosis that is in accordance with what the perpetrator of abuse wants to view the victim as. So that's where, again, when you think about how that works structurally, you take that out of the realm of just the pure physical with medical disorders, and you put it in the realm of the emotional, you can see how that would become an easy avenue to engage in perpetration of abuse that's virtually impossible to physically identify. And that's where I think we really struggle with female forms of violence. They don't have the same outward facing nature of, they don't have the same outward evidence that male perpetrations of harm tend to have. Now, obviously, men can engage in covert forms of abuse. It's just that it's not as much the MO. So, again, much less by proxy. It's like 90%, over 90 or 95% perpetrated by women. There's almost no cases that involve a male perpetrator.
Right. Now, and I just want to, for my own benefit, I've had many wonderful conversations with, like, mental health professionals and survivors of different things. And what I'm hearing here is, it's almost like, you tell me if I'm getting it right, of a mom, let's say, a mom who's overbearing and kind of presents their child in the light of, oh, that's my kid, she's really shy, or, oh, she's really, she's really an introvert, or when the kid may not be any of those things, but that's the mother kind of imposing that on the kid, and this eventually causing this permanent injury.
Yes, absolutely. I think, that the majority of chosen by proxy perpetrators will be moms. So when I say a caretaker, it's usually a child. It's usually a mother-child dynamic in that situation. It's interesting because I also practice family law. In addition to having, if anyone who reads the books, you can see that I have my own experience with a rather horrifying mom. But in family law, it's one of the hardest things I have to tell my clients because I practice father's rights. And I have to explain over and over that, unfortunately, the types of concerns a lot of them have with a mother's parenting are not necessarily actionable in court because they don't come with evidence. And, U.S. courts are evidentiary places. I mean, you can't go walk into a courthouse and expect a judge to be able to understand a purely emotional dynamic. And so, as unfortunate as that may be, I do think it's really important for the national conversation or the cultural conversation to be able to incorporate types of abuse that are maybe counterintuitive or not something that we're typically used to seeing. And when it comes to women in particular, those on the left think of women as victims. And so the concept of this kind of critique, I think, feels maybe to them like punching down. And I think we really need to start viewing prejudice as something that everyone has, which is one of the reasons I use the term progressive prejudice. It's sort of, trying to evoke in the reader the idea that no belief system is without prejudice, and no belief system exists in the world that doesn't put some people on its margins. And I think we need to have a more full understanding of that, and that includes, you know, the populations that the left believes to be
right. Leslie Corbley, stand by. I'm sorry the music kicked in that way, but we're going to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Getting to your calls right now, so make sure you give me a call if you want to get in. We've got about 20 more minutes for phone calls. But I want to wrap up with Leslie Corbley. We're talking about her brand-new book. It's coming out this month on the 21st of next week, called Progressive Prejudice, Exposing the Devouring Mother. And the devouring mother is part of what I want to talk about. Leslie Corbley, just moments ago, you shared with us that you had your own challenging situation with your mother. Talk to us about that and how that worked into the book.
Sure. So it's actually one of the most important elements of the book. The first word I learned, if I remember correctly, was the word half-aborted, because that's what my mother called me. And so from a very early age, I had a lot of interest in existential questions, questions of right and wrong and philosophy, the value of human life or whether human life had any value at all. And so growing up, I grew up in sort of a church environment, but I wasn't really myself religious. I was sort of curious about questions of morality, but I didn't consider myself to be a Christian internally. That wasn't really something you could voice in my parents' home. So, yeah. I was, you know, kind of going through my own faith journey, which is interesting because, but while I wasn't sure whether I was a Christian, I was much more repulsed by progressive ideologies, particularly those on the left. So the things I heard espoused by politicians and those on the left, I found really repugnant. And the reason for that was what I viewed as such a cognitive dissonance on the left with the way that they talked about how their opponents dehumanized whatever historically marginalized group they thought they were fighting for that day, but they couldn't understand the dehumanization of humanity itself by dehumanizing children in utero. I found that to be just sort of so hypocritical and prejudicial, and that was just my view. And obviously that came from my background, but that thread goes throughout the whole book where it talks a lot about that the hypocrisy that comes from that. So, like, for example, I ran a social experiment when I went to college, mm-hmm. because obviously no one there knew me. I thought it would be really interesting. So I ran a social experiment where I asked classmates of mine that were really pro-choice. I would start to ask them questions about who should and shouldn't essentially have been aborted, because one of their biggest lines of argument was that abortion prevents suffering from coming into the world. And so I would use my own life and ask them what they thought, and all of them, their opinion was you said that person should have been born, that person's mother should have aborted her, like 100%. Wow. And so they had no clue they were telling me that. But again, right. It's a fascinating, it's like the veil lifts from your face where you see that these are individuals who think they're bleeding hearts and they're convinced they fight for the marginalized and
right, that they
love
care.
Everyone and they're tolerant and they care so much about people's feelings. And yet they're looking someone in the eye saying, I wish you weren't.
Alive.
They can't see it. It's crazy, right? And so, yeah, I always found it really, really hypocritical, and I've always thought that our cultural conversations need to engage more with these concepts. Now, I'm not saying someone's going to read the book and automatically be pro-life, but the point is those ideas are not scrutinized. Like the belief system of those on the left has for a very long time received an unearned moral authority, but it's not scrutinized in the way it would be if it were a different set of ideas. And I don't think that that's good for culture, frankly, no matter what side of the aisle you're on.
I think
ideas should be scrutinized.
From the cultural perspective, it's very destructive. But getting back to this devouring mother, because I think it's a fascinating concept that I think a lot of moms go through because it's a cyclical pattern, right? They went through it with mm-hmm. their mom. Or grandma, right? And it just kind of trickles down. And I think oftentimes it's described as being a strong woman or the matriarch, and you've got to be tough to make it in this life. And they don't realize the damage that, you know, women in particular, I think, are doing to their daughters.
I absolutely 100% agree. And I think it's not discussed a lot because, I think it's hard to have cultural conversations about toxic forms of female power right now, because it's seen as it's just hard to have those conversations because of how
nobody says toxic femininity, right? They only say toxic masculinity.
Some do, but it's very niche, and I think it needs to be a little broader. And it's also, for what's worth, really hard to pin down, and that's one of the things that I think makes it hard is that because the child is so connected to the mother in a devouring mother situation. For the child to understand they're being harmed by their mother, like, I don't think most people understand how radical it is internally and how destabilizing it is for the individual to admit that they were harmed in that way by their mother. So I knew growing up that I didn't have a good relationship with my mom, but one of the most difficult things for me to do, and I write about this in the book, was to recognize that not only has she emotionally damaged me, but she had actually engaged in sexually predatory behavior as well. And they're culturally taboo concepts, and they're not something that's easy for the victim to admit.
Right. Now, when you say this, and I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to understand. When you say sexually taboo things, you mean like saying, like, oh, look at my young daughter, look how pretty she is, or look how she looks in a miniskirt, or is it more than that?
Oh, no. She raped me. So she was a, but it's, But it, like, the, again, what I'm trying to get at, though, is that the outs, like, there's an ability to see sort of predatory behavior as it relates to fathers and daughters that I think is much harder for society to see when it's daughters versus mothers. And I think that's, again, the in some ways, the victim's the only person with access to enough intimate information to know that that's occurred. And so that's what I mean by I think there needs to be more awareness, because there's really fewer safeguards, external safeguards, right? So an example of that that I wrote about in the book was actually how medical staff, so I was being treated for an infection as a child, the medical staff was concerned, and so they removed my father from the room. But they left the actual sexual predator in the exam room because they assumed my mother was safe. And so it's a fascinating, again, I'm not saying we automatically change protocol and all moms should be removed from exam rooms. What I'm trying to get at is the alienating nature of this. And when you create oppressor classes like the left does, and you place them beyond the reach of engaging in perpetration of harm, and you sort of assume any critique of that group or that person relates to their immutable characteristic, whether that's sex or race or whatever it may be, you're placing the victims of their harm in a more isolated position socially. So, I mean, when I went to attempt to get therapeutic care, for example, for what occurred to me, I want to say it was the first 3 to 4 I eventually had to stop seeing female therapists because they would tell me it wasn't real. That didn't really occur. Or we think it was really your father. They didn't have a concept of that.
Wow.
And it was ideologically induced. And I mean, these are medical professionals. You know, you walk in and you're actually very vulnerable because you're trying to say, I was harmed. I'm trying to get help here. And that's studied by individuals who are within the system who have these ideological beliefs. Obviously, I'm not saying that's everyone in the system, but it does create a lot of damage. And so when people encounter this kind of prejudice, and it's all over, especially in the therapeutic world, it has real-world consequences. And I just don't think we culturally have these kind of conversations because they're so difficult. So I'm not trying to convince everyone that women are predators and you should beware, but on the other hand, it's the type of harm that is extremely difficult to see. And I think when harms are difficult to see, we have to have some awareness of how those dynamics work outside of, just having some idea of how they work so that individuals who are harmed have verbiage and language to discuss what occurred.
And space to heal. Now, Leslie Corbley, number one, I want to say I'm sorry you went through what you went through. And part B of that is, it is extraordinarily difficult for certain people, I'm going to use me as an example, to understand certain concepts. And one of them being this.
Mm-hmm.
Many years ago, not many, but maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I was, I think I was hosting this show or the guest hosting my predecessor's show, and I wanted to do a different type of topic. And I saw an article on the cover of, or the main page of People magazine, and there was a woman. I believe her name is Jane Epstein. And there was a quote from her, and the quote was, "Sibling sexual abuse is an epidemic in America."
Mm-hmm.
I was blown away by this. I had never heard of this term, SSA, right? Sibling sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. I had never heard it in my life. And I was like, this lady's nuts. She thinks that sibling sexual abuse is an epidemic? I was like, I've never even heard of this word. And again, me being a little bit, I guess, arrogant in that moment, I'm thinking, I look at lots of news. I consume tons of information to do this program. And I'm thinking, if it was an epidemic, I would have heard of it. But I had not heard of it. So I said, I asked my producer at the time, Richard Cementa, I said, hey, get me this lady, please. I want to talk to her. And I had her on the show, and it blew me away. The facts, the figures, the organization that she started, how many people she's helping. It's very similar to what you're telling me, right? You're telling me about, you know, this sexual abuse by your mom that, you know, I'm having a tough time wrapping my mind around because most people think this is the, you know, it ends there, right? People, when parents get aggressive, physically aggressive protecting their children, they say they're getting mama bear on them. You know, it's kind of understood and ingrained in one's psyche that is the protector. And even though I think oftentimes dads are protectors as well, but you get my point. And, you know, so yeah. I think the conversation that you're bringing to the table is extraordinarily important. And I know we were scheduled to speak till around now, but are you able to stick around for a few more minutes? Because I'd like you to expound on what you talked about and really talk about how you could help victims, survivors, do better in that area. Is that all right?
Absolutely. That's fine. I have the time.
Excellent. Thank you, Leslie Corbley. Folks, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZE.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
.com/Mike.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The voice of hope. You give us hope, and we thank you so much for that. You make things seem brighter.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez, and we're in the throes of a fascinating conversation. A conversation about the latest book by Leslie Corbley. Which is a personal account. She's a family attorney and an author, and the book is called Progressive Prejudice, Exposing the Devouring Mother. And while it talks conceptually about, you know, contextualizing how someone that may have been through Munchausen or any other type of, you know, difficult, challenging situation with a female violence, In particular, she shared about how she was raped by her own mother and how she's dealing with that and how we need to open a conversation around topics like that so people understand that it's not always men that are these offenders, that it can be women. And it really is, it's fascinating on a lot of levels because there's a multiple, layers that are at play here. And Leslie Corbley, I want to get, you know, in the few minutes we have remaining, I want to get your take on the best way to bring about awareness in this situation that will help the victim, or I should say the survivor.
Mm-hmm. I think the best way to help survivors or help people in this situation is to gain a better understanding of how emotions work. And let me give an example of this. So it's interesting. It's something I pay attention to a lot when I interact with families in particular, is you can start to notice patterns of a child trying to protect the feeling of a parent. And it's very subtle until you see it. So, for example, I was interacting with a family a while ago at, I don't know, like an event, whatever, you know, like kind of a normal house event type thing. And one of the mothers had mentioned how difficult postpartum was, and the postpartum was her first child. And she made a comment about how, you know, oh, it was so hard, and she had almost hoped her second child miscarried because it was so difficult. Her first postpartum journey was so difficult. And it was fascinating, though, because she mentioned that, and I was sort of immediately, my ears perked up, and I thought, that's really fascinating that you felt comfortable sharing that, you know. There aren't really many other contexts in which I can imagine being that, you know, direct about maybe wishing harm on another person, right? And I don't think she meant it maliciously.
Right.
Right, this was just, it's normalized behavior. And what was fascinating, though, is the way her oldest daughter, she made a comment about something about how, she had wished maybe that, something about wishing she had maybe been able to do something for the kids that she couldn't have. And the oldest daughter became very protective of her. Always say, oh, well, Mom, you did your best. You know, like almost trying to soothe.
Justify.
The child was moving. Yes, the child was moving into the soothing role. And how can I take care of you? Because the child felt the mother threatened.
What is that process called? Is that called adultification or parentification?
It's parentification. It's like psychologically, but it's something that you can pick up on to kind of notice. Oh, maybe the patterns of this individual's relationship to their child isn't entirely healthy. Now, that doesn't mean it's abusive, but I think when you start to notice those patterns, you can allow the person who may have been victimized to speak to you. I'm not saying you try to meddle in anything. I think a lot of this is just allowing someone to speak, frankly, and not shutting down or not assuming a good, because I think there's a tendency to assume good motives of mothers. And I'm not saying that's entirely bad, but in order to recognize where there's a damaging dynamic between a mother and a child, it almost requires that you allow for a child to say something negative about the parent. Right, and to sort of have space to sort of process
it.
Yes, just be able to speak about it. And it's not, and sometimes they're wrong for what it's worth. Yes, fathers can alienate mothers just like mothers can alienate fathers. But when it comes to the dynamic of which parent tends to be more under the microscope, I would say right now, moms tend to get more of a free pass than fathers. I mean, you can say things as a mother about your postpartum journey that a father could never dream to say. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and which is fair, again, to some degree fair enough because the mother went through it physically, but I do think there's something to be said for not imparting on children the idea that they're a burden, and women have free reign to do that right now. They can treat their children as if, you know, they're an extreme burden. So mothers can either be mother bears, in my opinion, but there's also a dynamic where they can essentially treat their children as if they're burdens, and as if the child should be grateful for anything the mother gives. Right, because I brought you into this world and I could have taken you out. It's sort of the attitude.
I got to tell you, growing up in poverty, I grew up with a lot of people. That was the dynamic that parents gave. Oftentimes mothers. It's like, hey, you know, we good. we didn't need you, but we're here, so you better be happy.
And so I just don't think it's discussed, right? And I think if more people, or if there's conversations allowed that are actually honest about these dynamics of, well, what does this mean? And what does it actually tell children, for example, to tell them that they should be at the mercy of their mother? So that's why I included a lot of the abortion dialogue, because I think a lot of that really does cut at the core of the mother-child bond. So the mother-child relationship should be symbiotic, right? What's good for mother is good for baby and vice versa. And obviously the abortion, both rhetoric and reality, turns the mother-child bond into a power dynamic. And I don't think we as a culture have really contended with what that looks like in reality. So, for example, without abortion being what it is in this country, my mother's words of calling me half-aborted would have sort of not, they wouldn't have had as much power behind them, let's put it that way. Because she knew, she was well aware that, oh, if you tell certain people, and she would tell me this growing up, yeah, certain people know about your life, they will wish you hadn't been born. So she was kind of aware that there was a cultural dynamic to what she was doing. And that wouldn't exist but for the sort of aggressive love maybe of abortion, right, that exists on the left. Again, this doesn't mean that you have to agree with it from a policy standpoint. The point is that these kind of conversations just don't exist at all. The criticism doesn't exist. The scrutiny of the ideas doesn't exist. The reality that some people have faced enormous difficulty in their lives because of these ideas is sort of lost on those right on the left, and they only know how to talk about the emotionalized stories that push for their policy agenda. And the reality is emotionalized stories go in every direction imaginable, because that's how
Leslie
human Corbley, life works.
I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to get the book and knows where to get it. So, folks, if you want to get a copy of the book, it comes out on the 21st of October. As you can tell, this is a lively conversation filled with information. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. With
this is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Paul Lee Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Lee Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leafilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Stuck in a job that just isn't getting it done? Maybe it's time to go for IT. Whether you're just starting out, switching careers, or a military veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you launch a rewarding career in IT in months. No prior experience needed. Why spend years getting a traditional degree when your future in IT can start right now? Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu today. Your most powerful upgrade? Your career. Go for it. Go for IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The NFL International Games head to Wembley.
Let's go!
So wake up and lock in, because on NFL Network, our stars come out in the morning.
He's into the end zone!
Stafford and the Rams offense is ready to put on a show.
Touchdown, LA!
But Trevor Lawrence and the Jags are looking to light up London.
Incredible!
It's Sunday morning football. Snooze off, game on. Rams, Jaguars. Sunday, October 19th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network.
So something that we don't get to talk about too often is the genocide against Christians abroad. It's a horrible thing. It keeps happening in Nigeria, of all places. I think it's happening the most. A few shout-outs here. Tony in Montreal, WVMT. Joe in Salem. Roger in Evansville, Sandra in Hurley, New Mexico. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Oil investments involve a high degree of uncertainty and are only suitable for accredited investors. Actual results may vary.
Drill, baby, drill. President Trump has declared a national energy emergency and is making the U.S. oil industry a priority with support for our hardworking oil and gas industry. If you are an SEC-accredited investor and qualified to make at least a $100,000 investment, you can deduct nearly 100% of your investment for this tax year. Call 800-544-1221 now and connect directly to Encore Energy. Encore is a major investor and experienced horizontal well operator in its core area of operations. Don't wait. The clock is ticking. And time is running out for this write-off for 2025. Call Encore Energy now at 800-544-1221 and find out how your investment will be tax-deductible for 2025 with the potential for lucrative cash flow for years to come. Call 800-544-1221. That's 800-544-1221.
...of very powerful weapons.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio told reporters they will eventually share more on the latest strike off Venezuela, where two survivors were reportedly recovered.
Yeah, it's well known there's an ongoing narco-terrorist operation the United States has been conducting. As far as details of any recent strikes, we're not prepared here to announce all those details, but you'll get that information here very shortly.
Wall Street cruised to the finish of a winning week that began much bumpier. The S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the NASDAQ Composite all climbed 0.5% yesterday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Former U.S. Marine Corps pilot Daniel Duggan is appealing his extradition from Australia to the United States. Rich Thomason has more on the story.
He's accused of illegally training Chinese military aviators in South Africa in 2012. An Australian federal court justice will announce a verdict at a future date following a one-day hearing. Duggan's lawyers argue there were legal flaws in the extradition process. Australia's former attorney general approved the extradition last year. The current AG has not reviewed the decision. Duggan denies the allegations. He's been held in a maximum security prison since his 2022 arrest. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Prince Andrew is giving up his royal title of the Duke of York after his friendship with offender Jeffrey Epstein returned to the headlines. The brother of King Charles III decided the continued accusations about him distract him from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. Breaking news at townhall.com. Advanced AI technology is growing exponentially and has now caused increased cybersecurity threats to the U.S. With more on this developing story, here's technology correspondent Ed Donahue.
New research from Microsoft says the AI attacks are coming from Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. The amount created online has more than doubled since last year, and it's increased more than 10 times since 2 years ago. AI can translate poorly worded phishing emails into fluent English, as well as generate digital clones of senior government officials. The report says the U.S. is the top target for cyber attacks, and U.S. companies and organizations are getting by with outdated cyber defenses. Russia, China, and Iran have denied they use cyber operations for espionage, disruption, and disinformation. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season pick. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hauser, Anthony Weiner's Hauser, Jeffrey Epstein's house, another Democrat, by the way, but pay no attention to any of that. And amazing. So Mamdani the Commie has 52% of the vote, with Cuomo 28%, Curtis Sliwa 14%. That means that the Commie has more. His vote total, 52%, is greater than Cuomo and Sliwa combined. So I think he will handily beat either one of them, since his poll numbers are greater than both Cuomo, longtime Democrat, New York political family, former gubernator, gropey guy. He let thousands of older people die in nursing homes when he forced everybody to lock down because of the Wuhan Red Death. But we got that. So I've got that, and I've got some audio for you from the New York debate last night. And the Commie is, we got to make it free because crime. Now, you don't arrest criminals. You give them free stuff. You say, well, since you're beating and robbing and assaulting so many city employees driving buses and so on, we're going to make it free. That's the solution of a Commie. And what do you think that does, stupid Commie? But there you go. That's your Democrat Party. Yes, sir. Also, President Trump, did you see this yesterday? President Trump holding an event at the White House about in vitro fertilization. Are you familiar with this? In vitro. You can call it IVF. You can call it in vitro. I think that's those are the only. And then that's it. And in vitro fertilization. That's where you get help having a child, having a baby. It's like that. I gotta tell you, I have a close family member. When I saw this yesterday, well, first of all, President Trump making it available and much less expensive, more available, less expensive for everybody, in vitro fertilization. And didn't the Democrats say that Trump was going to ban in vitro fertilization? Because if they're breathing, they're lying. Every breath they take is an imagined lie, a demented fantasy, usually having something to do with genitalia. But that's another thing. But I had a family member, and a man and a woman. She was the one with a womb and ovaries and stuff. Could have a child, birthing person, And they were trying very much to have a baby, and having some trouble doing it, and doing this in vitro fertilization thing, and stuff like that. And I said, oh, that's kind of tough. That's a rough thing. And I was in Africa. I was in Ghana, the country of Ghana in Africa. And I was talking to a street vendor that had lots of nice wood carvings, like those African wood carvings that they have in Africa. And talking to a nice person, and they're a little matching set of a man wood carving and a woman wood carving in Ghana. And I said, oh, these are cool. What are these? And I said, oh, well, those are fertility dolls. You give those to someone if they're trying to have a baby, if they're trying to have a baby. And I said, well, I have this close family member who's trying to have a baby. Should I buy these for my close family member and give them as a gift? And he said, you most certainly should, and then they will certainly have a baby. I said, okay, I'll take them. So I took them and I bought them. And I brought them back to Washington, D.C., and I was on an Air Force, U.S. Air Force airplane, and brought it home, and then I thought about it. And I said, they're too stressed out about this. They're not going to get the joke. They're not going to think it's funny. They're going to think I'm being, cavalier or something about it all. So I did not give them the gifts, but I kept them for myself and put them on a shelf at home, always knowing why I had bought them, right? And I got to tell you, I bought them, and I brought them home, and about 2 months later, they announced that they're pregnant. And I said, well, the guy in Ghana was right. See, I bought the dolls, and he said if I bought, he didn't say I had to give them to him, but I had to buy them because he's selling them. And so I bought them, and I brought them home. And 2 months later, sure enough, 2 months later, hey, we're pregnant. And I was like, and I thought, well, I know why, but you don't. I know why. It's because of the dolls I bought in Ghana. You're welcome. You're welcome, I thought. And then kind of I sat on them, and I sat on them and had them and go by. And then their daughter, beautiful, wonderful, smart daughter, was graduating from high school. And I said, oh, yeah, just by the way, you should know. I think now you can know. The only reason you have this daughter is because I bought these fertility dolls in Ghana in Africa, and I brought them home, and they were bought in your name. And then just after I bought them, you two became pregnant. Well, your wife did. The birthing person became pregnant. The man did not become pregnant, but they became pregnant. They had a child, and so I credit myself. So that is that's what I think of when I see discussion on in vitro fertilization, naturally. Because, you know, it's not just because I'm the hero of this story that I brought home the dolls. And I still have them at home. They're still prominently displayed. And, in fact, the father, at least, has come over to the house. And I've said, hey, look, those are the dolls that give you your child. So who needs in vitro fertilization when you've got Ghanese fertility dolls? So we've got that, but I've got President Trump talking to you yesterday. And the reason it's particularly interesting is the Democrats keep saying they want everything to be affordable, and then they make everything more expensive, like Obamacare. You know, the Affordable Care Act was never actually affordable, as the Washington Post said, because they lie to you about everything. They say we're going to make this less expensive, and they always make it more expensive. So we're going to make it better, and then they demolish it. They destroy it. Everything they touch turns to hooey. I'll just say hooey. Isn't that amazing? Because that's who they are. They destroy everything. They're the left. They're not liberals. They're the left. But isn't it amazing? And so President Trump, not only they say he's going to ban in vitro fertilization, which was always just stupid, and he had never said anything kind, but Democrats said it 1,000 times during the presidential campaign. Some, I think, might have self-immolated over that, which is kind of funny. And so they got that going for him. Hasn't been a self-immolation by a Democrat recently enough, wouldn't you say, Michael? It's been kind of surprising. I don't know what's going on there. But President Trump making health care more available, more affordable, in vitro fertilization, and another lie that the Democrats told exposed, and it will appear nowhere in the Washington Post or the New York Times or on CNN. Isn't that great? But we do have a lot of other stuff going on as well. For example, John Bolton, you know, with the walrus mustache and stuff. Bolton surrenders. He surrendered. He had to turn himself in to face charges of sharing classified information. Hey, what's the point in keeping your security clearance if you can't share classified information? And so John Bolton indicted on classified materials retention charges. That's kind of like water retention, but different. In Washington, it's classified document retention that everybody engages in. And you keep your classified clearance, your security clearance, because you get jobs where you might have to sit down and talk to people about classified things. But nevertheless, he apparently on his computer had classified, allegedly, information, and he's now facing charges. And I can tell you, even the law professor, who's a smart and honest man, Jonathan Turley, says that the evidence against John Bolton is damning, because it's all right there. Now, there's lots of damning evidence against all kinds of Democrats all over the place, too. And the news media generally doesn't refer to it as damning. They you know, attack the Republicans is what they usually do. Also, the Democrats are planning on, I guess, riots tomorrow. Is that what they're scheduling, riots? They have their No Kings organizer, right? They've got their No Kings rallies tomorrow across the country and here in Washington, D.C. I'm going to go down there with a fire truck, you know, with the kind with the water cannon on the roof. I'm going to borrow it from Dulles Airport. Give me a good hose and down. I'm going to see what I can do anyway. No Kings organizer discourages violence following coast-to-coast arrests. Wait a minute. Discourages violence? Why would he have to discourage violence? Oh, yeah, because the Democrat Party is a violent death cult, and they organize mob political street violence constantly. It's the norm now, except on January 6th. That was the abnorm. Every other riot was the norm, and mostly peaceful. That's why we have mostly peaceful T-shirts and mostly peaceful coffee mugs at the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's amazing internet. Peace be upon him. See, I'm still playing off of the mailbag questions from the other day. But I'll get back to that later. Yeah, the Note Kings, why would he have to tell people that he's discouraging violence? Because he assumes there will be violence. Progressive Watchdog Group, that's left-wing radical communist. Progressive Watchdog Group rejects claims No Kings has turned violent despite arrests, death at demonstrations. Well, they're happy when death happens at what they call demonstrations. I think that if there are deaths, you'd probably safely call it a riot, don't you think? Well, after all, on Capitol Hill on January 6th, Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed without warning by a racist police officer for the alleged crime of trespassing, and the Democrats were good with that. They applauded that because they love death more than we love life, as Al-Qaeda used to say, but now the Democrats have stolen the Al-Qaeda slogan. So we got that. Progressive watchdog group Public Citizen says it's No Kings demonstrations, meaning riots, are meant to defend democracy. They're always defending democracy while they destroy democracy. When the left says they're here to defend democracy, they're actually here to destroy democracy. They're here to do the opposite of what they say they're here to do on almost all occasions. I say it's No Kings meant to defend democracy. Democracy and protest what organizers call executive overreach. Oh, like Barack Obama using the IRS to target Tea Party groups and patriot groups to keep them on the sidelines during Barack Obama's reelection. Yet nationwide arrests, injuries, and warnings about outside agitators. The Democrat racists in the 1950s used to call everybody outside agitators. And the Democrats are now back to referring to, you know, people who like law and order as outside agitators. Law enforcement are the outside agitators. ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, our Border Patrol people, they're the outside agitators. Yeah, the arrests, the injuries, the warnings about outside agitators are adding complexity to that narrative. They have another narrative, don't they? Yes, they do. And so they're plotting, they're scheming. Will there be fatalities over the weekend? Maybe. Will there be injuries and arrests? Most certainly, most definitely. Violence? Oh, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Because No Kings. Who was it that the recent assassin that had the No Kings? He had the No Kings flyers in the back seat of his vehicle. Was it? Which assassin, which gunman, which Democrat gunman was it? God, there have been so many Democrat gunmen lately that it's hard to keep them all straight. Was that the Charlie Kirk assassin? It was the Minnesota Catholic school. Oh, the one that shot the lawmakers, that's right. Yeah, he had the No Kings flyers in his. So the Democrats are gathering again. Yeah, and then they blamed Republicans for that, right? Because the people that were shot were Democrats. The lawmakers, one killed and spouse killed, and one wounded, spouse wounded. Yeah, they were Democrats. They had voted against the Democrats' pet project to give, remember what the pet project was? To give Minnesota health care to illegal aliens. And these two Democrats voted against giving Minnesota health care to illegal aliens. And then they were shot in their home by the guy with the No Kings flyers in his back seat of his vehicle. The Democrat Party. We've got a lot of stories. We've got John Bolton. We've got blowing up Venezuelan drug cartel boats. We've got an update there. We've got a lot for you. Stay right there. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That's right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with MediShare and your healthcare bills?
You know what? It was seamless. And that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, Having people pray with you when you call in and it's just what you need, it's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love MediShare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, can save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for MediShare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brent.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. Cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
1 in 8 women will face breast cancer. But the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is changing that. With breakthroughs in prevention and treatment, we're not just saving lives. We're rewriting the future. Giving those diagnosed more time to not just survive, but thrive. This is the moment. This is the mission. Support breast cancer research. Until 1 in 8 is none in 8.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
All right, Michael, let's go to the telephones. A lot more Democrat wackiness still to come. Let's go to Mark, calling from Largo, Maryland. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, Chris? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
That's good.
What's the polls like right now in Virginia governor's race? Is it, please tell me Earl Sears is narrowed the gap, because I actually think she could win, because we cannot have an all-gender bathroom with Spanberger. We just can't. Just can't have an all-gender bathroom with her. And the way she acted in the last debate a week ago is an embarrassment. And it really typifies how the Democrats have gotten. They just don't, they don't care. They're out for everybody but the American people. They don't care about the American people. All they care about is the LGBT, the alphabet community, that gets more rights than everybody else out there, and the illegals that they want to put in communities where other natural American citizens have been. They just don't care. And I'm pretty kind of pissed off about it. And I've seen it in Virginia where they have all genders bathrooms in some part of Virginia. Can't say where it is because it's classified. But they just got to find a way. We got to block this. Got to find a way to stop it and block it. Personally, if I was running a campaign today or tomorrow, I would run a commercial. This is what Abigail Spanberger wants in all our bathrooms and all our schools and everything else, all genders, where everybody's sharing a bathroom. If you do that, I guarantee you it'll turn the tide for Vera Sears. I guarantee you it would.
You know, the Spanberger Democrats are running hit pieces on the wonderful Winsome Sears, smearing her and misrepresenting. Yeah. Knowingly misrepresenting, saying I'm talking here like she's the angry one when she was,
and they're not offering anything. That's the sad part about this, Chris.
Yeah.
They're not saying what she's going to do.
Well, you asked.
What she's talking about is, yeah, go ahead.
You asked Mark 2 weeks ago. The Washington Post headline: Spanberger holds wide lead in Virginia governor's race, and then yesterday the headline is Sears closes in on Spanberger.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Race, she's outperforming her ticket. Is that a sexual reference? The Democrat is outperforming her ticket in a race, they always got to bring race into it, where the economy is weighing heavily on voters' minds. They have voters with minds, and things are weighing heavily. Democrat Abigail Spanberger leads Republican Winsome Earl Sears by double digits in the contest for governor, according to a Washington Post Schar School poll. It's a Schar School poll of Virginia voters, picking up strong support from independent voters who are racists, as well as those who are worried about the state's job market. Yeah, can't trust a black woman to the job. Better get the white woman, like Barack Obama says, don't you think? Because it's always about race. But the races, see, more race again, are much closer for lieutenant governor and attorney general, where Democratic nominees who tack harder to the left see thinner support from swing voters. When they say swing voters, these are voters that show up at dinner parties and put their car keys in a fishbowl, and then they swap wives later on in the night. That's what Democrat swing voter is. But then, because Mark asked, I then jump ahead to yesterday, and the people at the centersquare.com, Virginia Politics, Sears, that's Winsome Earl Sears, the great American, Sears closes in on Spanberger as Obama steps in. New poll shows. Wait a minute, Obama stepped in, and that means the white lady decreased her voter strength there. After a stretch of political whiplash in Virginia filled with leaked texts, oh, you mean finding out that the guy who wants to be chief law enforcement officer in Virginia wants to shoot Republicans twice in the head and murder them and see their children die in the arms of their mother? Is that those the leaked texts you're referring to? So, filled with leaked texts, televised debates, how dare they, and more finger-pointing than a group project gone wrong. It's a group project gone wrong. I don't know what they're... this is what they're writing. One of the first new polls is finally out. Now, the Trafalgar Group survey, that's the poll, conducted October 13th through October 15th, among likely voters, shows Democrat Abigail Spanberger holding a narrow lead over Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, 47.5% to 45.3%. About 6% of voters say they're still undecided, which at this point might just mean tied. That's so they got that. Isn't that amazing? The Lieutenant Governor's race, state senator, Ghazala Hashmi, and John Reed are locked in a statistical tie, 46.2 to 46.1, with nearly 8% undecided. The attorney general contest remains the most volatile of the three. Republican incumbent Jason Meares, a great attorney general and a great American, son of Cuban immigrants to the United States, leads Democrat Jay Jones, who wants to shoot Republicans in the head and let Hitler and Pol Pot live on. And then he wants to come back and kill your children because he's a Democrat. They harvest the organs of children. Jay Jones, 49.5 to 44.6. But wait a minute. Isn't that amazing? As he leads the Democrat by just a few percentage points. Jason Meares is great. With around 6% of voters still weighing their options after Jones's leaked text messages made the rounds earlier this month. Now, they don't immediately jump into what he said in the text messages because it'd make the Democrat look bad. So they're done talking about it there. Now, let's go to some audio, Michael, because there was a debate last night. Jason Meares against the guy who would kill everybody because you know how they are. Those Democrats, They're just bloodthirsty. They're the left. They're not liberals. But Jason Mieres is the ought-to-be runaway winner in this whole thing. Jay Jones is the Democrat. And they were on the stage together last night debating because each of them wants to be the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Jason Mieres already is. And this guy, he's not Jim Jones from Jonestown, but he's Jay Jones, given an opportunity to start a communist, what were they called, a commune in Guyana in South America. Here it is, the Virginia Attorney General Jason Mieres last night at the debate.
Abraham Lincoln said that character is what you do in the dark when no one is watching. But now we know what he was doing in the dark. Jay Jones was angry at Todd Gilbert. Why? Because Todd Gilbert said kind words about a Democrat that had passed away, Joe Johnson. Jay Jones had said that he wanted to piss on the grave of his political opponents.
Other than that, he seems like a very nice person. He left out that he said if you were in a room, had a gun with only two bullets, there was Adolf Hitler, there was Pol Pot, Socialist Workers Party, Communist Party, some of history's biggest murderers, that he wouldn't shoot Hitler. He wouldn't shoot Pol Pot. He would shoot the Republican leader in the State House, Todd Gilbert. He'd shoot him in the head twice. He only had two bullets. Both bullets would go to the head of the Republican. Hitler would live and Pol Pot would live because, you know, the Democrat is just Jay Jones. He's a bloodlusty Democrat. Jason Mieres.
And what did he want to do to Todd Gilbert? Two bullets to the head. Why? Because he didn't like his politics. What's worse? He wanted Jennifer Gilbert, a mother with two small children, ages 2 and 5. He said that he hoped to see their children die in their arms. Why? Because in his own words, he said that pain is the only way that change can occur.
They love pain. They're pain people. They are bullets in the head people because they're not liberals. They're the left. And it's not like it always sounds funny until they start killing people. It actually never sounds funny. But the Democrats have decided that murder is fun. Assassination is fun. They love Luigi Mangione. I think there was a ruling in the Luigi Mangione case. A judge says that he has to be allowed to appear in court, Luigi Mangione. So the girls can line up, and the boys too, because they're Democrats. And they can ooh and ah. They can coo. They can whistle. Isn't that amazing? The current Attorney General in Virginia is Jason Mieres.
I find it a little bit stunning that today you say one of the pillars of your public safety platform is protecting children. Were you protecting Jennifer's children when you said you wanted to see them die in their mother's arms? How can anybody who's ever worked in any of the crimes against children, all of the areas of federal and state local law department, how can they ever take you seriously, be the top prosecutor, knowing that you view that children should die to advance a political agenda? It's unconscionable, and if you were truly sorry, you would not be running for this office because you disqualified yourself.
And again, the woman who's running for governor has been asked, are you still endorsing Jay Jones, who would use two bullets not to kill Hitler and Pol Pot, but to shoot and kill the Republican leader in the State House, Todd Gilbert, and then would want his children, 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, murdered and to die in the arms of their mother, while presumably their mother sobbed, and that's the Democrat Party. And she, the woman who wants to be governor, she has been asked again and again, well, are you going to say that you're no longer endorsing him? And she's like, oh, no, I'm endorsing him. I love murder. I'm going to be the chief law enforcement officer in Virginia, Jason Mieres.
The reality, Jay, is that your text messages that advocated for violence against innocent children, Jay, if you were to apply to be a lying prosecutor in not just my office, any attorney general office in the country, you would not pass a background check.
Wouldn't pass the basic background check. And Democrat voters look at this and say, well, I'm horny for blood, too. I want people to be shot. These are the people that were angry when President Trump was shot through the ear because their boy missed. These are that's a violent death cult. Jay Jones was there on the stage because Jason Mieres was addressing him there, of course. Said, so this is the kind of person you are. I wouldn't hire you to be a lying prosecutor. You wouldn't pass the background test. And you want to be the chief law enforcement officer. And, you know, you're a bloodlusty boy. Here's Jay Jones, not to be confused with Jim Jones of Jonestown.
You're also going to hear from my opponent about text messages that I sent that I deeply, deeply regret.
Deeply.
Let me be very clear.
Deeply, deeply.
I am ashamed.
Be clear.
I am embarrassed. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Speaker Gilbert. I'm sorry to his family.
How come?
I'm sorry to my family. And I'm sorry to every single Virginian.
Very sorry to everybody.
I cannot take back what I said.
Can't take it back.
But you have my word that I will always be accountable for my mistakes.
Well, in order to be held accountable for your mistakes, you will not be elected as Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. That would be being held accountable for your mistake. He's deeply, deeply sorry. And he's ashamed. He's very ashamed. And I suspect he's probably got a lot more to be ashamed about then. If the videos come out, Jasmine, am I right? If the videos come out of Jay Jones, I think then he's going to be deeply humiliated and ashamed, because I think we all know what's going on in there. Isn't that amazing? He's deeply, deeply sorry, and he's very ashamed. And always be held accountable. But vote for him, is what he says. And the Democrat voters say, well, we want more mob political violence, just like they're arranging for tomorrow on their, what's it called, their big tomorrow rally?
No Kings.
No Kings. It's their No Kings rally. And who had the No Kings flyers in there? The guy who did kill one Minnesota lawmaker and wounded, shot and wounded a second. Yeah, with the No Kings. But pay no attention, because it never rubs off on the Democrat Party, because the news media, you know, is so corrupt. Now, there are dumb people everywhere, and a number of them are paid millions of dollars by ABC News on a TV show called The View. And yesterday, listen to this. Now, every Republican from President Trump on down has condemned Jay Jones. I almost called him Jim Jones again. Jay Jones and his text messages about murdering people. But on The View, they're so stupid. Listen, if you think you're getting information from The View, then you're a mental gimp. A gimp, I think, is a polite word for this. So yesterday on The View, Joyless Behar, only the Democrats have condemned the language of Jay Jones.
Jay Jones, who's running for Attorney General in Virginia. He's about 36-year-old man running for Attorney General.
About.
Who had some leaked text messages come out where he aspired to violence against Republicans. I don't know why it's hard for people,
but
I'm not this table.
I saw that.
Let me just say that.
The Democrats denounced him, no Republicans.
He's a Democrat.
Yeah,
That's my point. The Democrats denounced him.
Yeah.
Only Democrats denounced him. Not a single Democrat, including the woman running for governor. No Democrat. There's not a they say, well, that language is wrong. And that's it. But I'm voting for him, right? And since no Republican has ever denounced him, only Democrats have denounced him, here is President Trump.
We've seen that a candidate for Attorney General in Virginia boasted that he would want to see the Republican legislature, a legislator in Virginia, shot in the head and to see his children murdered. He actually said this. And now he continues to run for office, and most people continue to back him. Especially in the wake of Charlie's assassination, our country must have absolutely no tolerance for this radical left violence, extremism, and terror.
Every Republican from President Trump to me, every Republican in the House of Representatives, every Republican in the Senate, every Republican has condemned him, and the comments. I don't think a single Democrat has condemned Jay Jones. Openly, they say, well, that language, I wouldn't use that language. They say things like that. Then they get back to slaughtering children, which they enjoy doing, because they need the organs. It's not really their fault. They need the organs.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance, ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Retirement Savers, a top U.S. bank, predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty-free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
1 in 8 women will face breast cancer. But the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is changing that. With breakthroughs in prevention and treatment, we're not just saving lives. We're rewriting the future, giving those diagnosed more time to not just survive, but thrive. This is the moment. This is the mission. Support breast cancer research. Until 1 in 8 is none in 8.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA helps veterans and service members become homeowners through the VA Home Loan Benefit Program. The program can help you buy, build, repair, or retain a home. Banks and mortgage companies finance the loan, and VA guarantees a part of it. To learn more, visit va.gov.
Let's go to the telephones, Michael. I see we have, let me see. Let's go to Jerome, calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Jerome, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Jerome.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Did you condemn Trump when he said he could stand on the street corner and shoot someone and he wouldn't lose any support? Did you condemn Trump when he said he likes to grab women by the vagina because when you're a celebrity, they let you get away with it? Did you condemn Trump when he said the immigrants are eating people's pets and you didn't see any, I haven't seen any video yet? Huh?
You haven't
what
seen
about the Young Republicans Club that made all those racial comments calling black people monkeys, huh? And eating watermelons.
So what,
did you condemn that?
Let me ask you, who did President Trump talk about shooting?
He said he could stand on a street corner, shoot someone, and he wouldn't lose any support.
Well, I've got it for you here, Drum. What he said was he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue, not on a street corner.
The people, my people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
That was a joke, Drum. He was doing shtick. He got laughs from the audience.
Yeah, shtick. Yeah.
Because
shtick
he's doing.
Yeah.
So who did he
shtick,
talk? Who did he talk about?
He's
the
Jewish.
The Speaker
he's
of the House.
Doing shtick. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing shtick, Chris.
No,
yeah. It's very funny.
You said he's Jewish. He's doing shtick. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't
have both. And you mean when he was having an off-the-record conversation with what was his name, Billy Bush, in Access Hollywood, and. Now, Drum, I don't know if you've ever been a rock star. Have you ever been a rock star?
No, I'm not. I can't play any instruments. I can't dance. And I'm ugly.
Well.
And I'm fat, too.
And I'm fat, too.
There's my rock star debut.
Well, you seem like a nice guy, though. I'm sure you do just fine. Look, President Trump does shtick. He does jokes. He wasn't texting someone. He wasn't texting someone about murdering the Speaker of the House and killing their children, was he, Drum?
No, he said it out loud, and everybody laughed. Hey, there you go. That's the Republican.
That's because it was a joke.
We want it both ways.
Well, yeah, we want it both ways. I got an idea, Drum. It'd be nice if Democrats stopped shooting people. How about that? Don't shoot Trump anymore. He was already shot once, tried to shoot him a second time. Shot Congressman Steve Scalise. Don't do that. Shot and killed Charlie Kirk. Maybe they're, you know, out there shooting police, attacking federal law enforcement. Maybe the Democrats should become nonviolent. How about that?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.